Blog Talk Radio.
You are now rocking to the beats with the East Coast music mogul, DJ Mike Q. Queen Beat Productions, DJMikeQ.com.
What?
work, girl? Now look, honey. Can you work, girl? Now look, honey. Can you work, girl? Can you work, girl?
You've got. When I say that you were some tired queen voguing on Christopher Street on a Wednesday night because you're too scared to walk a ball, that's riff, darling. When I say that you're as original as the Republican Party's ideas on how to boost the economy, that's riff, darling. Darling, you could never come for me. Darling.
Put your hands together for the bass. The real.
To the real.
Wait, the legendary.
The legendary. Mizrahi. And put your hands.
What the fuck is going on, America? Y'all are gagging, aren't you? My music did not come away, and I am on the air. I am the legendary icon, Andre Mizrahi. How is everybody doing today? Please, boy, do not put my music on. Let me just finish talking. I hope everybody else is fine out there in the world. I am back in the boardroom scene. I came to Jack's birthday ball. It was real bandy-cunt about the situation. It was a cute event, and it was so fucking packed, the girls was gagging outside to 4:30, 5:30 a.m. How about that for a simple weekend? Other than that, I'm at Kelly House. I don't even want y'all to know what Kelly would just had me get ready to do about an hour ago. That was just too much going on. So that was a fool. I said, you know what? Get me out of this state because that's they ready to break laws and everything else for some change. No, ma'am. That was 5 years ago. But you know what? I was just saying hi. I'm not sitting on the radio. I got about 18 hours to go. We're going to leave in about a half an hour to 40 minutes to get the fuck up out of this camp to head it back to Atlanta, Georgia. So I'm going to give y'all the legendary Kelly right now, and I'm going to come back online in a few minutes. How you doing?
What's going on, boys and queens? We are back on the motherfucking air on another installment of the show. I don't know what's going on, but my computer is not working. I cannot see the chat room. I don't know what's going on. I do not know what's going on in the fucking chat room. She is not upcoming. She is not uploading for me, honey. I'm on the website, but the chat room is not coming up for me, bitch. I don't even know what's the tea. I'm really gagging right now, honey. I'm trying another service to see if I can get in the room, but maybe right now she is not working for me. But we are live back on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind? What the fuck is on your chest? And all that other good motherfucking shit, bitch. Okay, it wasn't working for my motherfucking Safari, honey. But it's working now on my AOL, honey. Yes, I am back up, and I am motherfucking running. What's tea, Miss Nicki Minaj? I see y'all in the chat room, honey. Well, a lot of the girls have been hitting me up, talking about they're coming on because a lot of stuff that was said last night about the ball and Ken in St. Louis was not true. So they're going to be on the line tonight, been saying, to take and fix the situation. What's going on, Justin? How y'all doing, bitch? But yes, me and Audrey just came from Jersey. You know, I'm not going to mention the queen's name, Miss Thang, honey. I'm not going to mention the queen's name, but if anybody was on my Yahoo message, Miss Thang, and y'all seen my tag up about the girls owing me coins, Miss Thang, honey, and I told y'all it was three girls that was owing me coins, and you know, business is business, like I said, Miss Thang. I just had to go to one queen house, Miss Thang, in Jersey, Miss Thang, for my coins, Miss Thang. And those other two queens, Miss Thang, I'll be seeing y'all for my coins too, Miss Thang, honey. Bitch, you owe me. We done business together. Pay what you do, honey. You got to know. You get your business, bitch. You do business with the girls, bitch. Pay up. No, I'm not a dealer. No, I am not no type of dealer, Miss Thang. But, girls, you know, it's just like being an escort, Miss Thang. Services is rendered, Miss Thang, bitch. If I come over and, you know, you call me on my ad, Miss Thang, but I don't have an ad, but I'm just saying, if you call me on my ad, Miss Thang, and I come over and I perform services for you, Miss Thang, you must pay for your services. Oh, you saw my interview on the Gotti Show? Yes, I was up there. I did a little something. But let's not waste no time. Switchboard, what co-host is on the line with me tonight? Bring them the fuck on. Honey, who's up in this building? Bitch. Oh, nobody's on the line? Oh, bitch. The girls paid me tonight, honey. Ooh, bitch, I'm all by my motherfucking self tonight, bitch. But so, well, we're going to still do the damn thing. But Nicki Minaj, shut up. Leave Sha-Sha alone, honey. I think, oh, today is Tuesday. I know Sha-Sha wasn't going to be on today because today was Miss Tiffany Omni's funeral. So I know Miss Sha-Sha, she's probably going through it. She went to the funeral today. But big shout out to Tiffany Omni, honey. She passed away last week, and today was her funeral. Bitch, so that's probably why Miss Sha-Sha wasn't on the line. I don't know where Jaquan is at. I don't know where Nicole's at. And I'm not searching or looking for nobody. The girls know that, you know. So we are here. We are in the building, honey. I don't know. I don't know what happened to Jaquan. And I don't know what happened with Nicole. But I'm here by myself, and it's definitely What the Fuck Tuesday. Marcus and Scott said he's coming on the line tonight because he has a lot to say about the St. Louis Bowl because I guess he was in St. Louis, and he has a lot to say about what happened in St. Louis because he said that the Evisus looked at a fool and some other things. So he's going to be coming on tonight to talk about that and shit and shit. So, bitch, you know, we're going to get him up in the motherfucking place, honey, and he's going to talk about what he needs to talk about. Hold on 1 minute, y'all. Hold on 1 minute. Yes, we are up in the place. I'm sorry, I had to click over for a minute, honey. I'm gonna bring my sister on, honey. My sister's gonna rock out. My sister's gonna rock out with me tonight, honey. Hold on, switchboard. I'm sending you over this number, switchboard. And my sister's going to rock out with me. We already have her music up in there. So, switchboard, can you call her and get her on so she can rock out with me tonight, Miss Anxious? All the other girls paid me, honey. Since all the other girls pay me. Okay, hold on. Let me see if she's on the line, honey. Hold on, let me call her. Oh, shit, honey. Hold on, let me see if she's on the phone lines, honey. See if she's on the lines, honey. Tell her to press 1, honey. Hello? You on the line? Press 1. Okay, she up there, honey, switchboard. You see her? You might have to clear some of those girls to get her. Click back over. You might have to clear some of the girls out to get her, honey.
Children, growing, women, children, men, go work in some to steal. Everyone's got to make a living.
Hello, yo, we off the block this year.
Hey, Jenny.
Hey.
What's it?
Shit.
Well, man, I just got back in the house. You know, I was running a little late for doing the show, honey. Me and Andre had to go to Jersey, honey, and take care of some business.
Andre's still here?
Yeah, Andre's about to leave in like the next half an hour and get on the road and hit it back to Atlanta.
You might as well stay, Joel.
Oh, you might as well stay. Jenny says you might as well stay, Andre.
He didn't get to my house yet, and he promised he was coming.
She said you might as well stay until Thursday, Andre. Honey, Nicki is not having that, honey. Nicki is ready to go. Nicki is ready to go.
Nicki can get on the bus.
Oh, shit. They said, Nicki, you can get on the bus.
That's my car. They would say, and I was just driving home.
Well, we can get father the plane ticket.
They said...
Nicki
said, they said, baby, they said father can stay. You can take the car. They'll get
That's
father
fine.
A plane ticket.
That's fine.
Yes, honey.
And he's flying solo, too, so we don't have to worry about his excess luggage.
Oh, ballroom maker. Andre was on earlier. Andre was on earlier. Where was you at? You see, you got to be here earlier. Andre started the show off earlier. He started the show off, and then I came on after that. What do you want to hear from Andre real quickly? Tell me what you want to ask Andre. Maybe I could get him to pick up the other house phone in the living room. Tell me what you want to ask him. Honey, maybe we can get him to pick
up the call. Did
y'all
cook out today?
No, girl. I didn't go to sleep until 8:30 this morning, and I didn't wake up until 4:30 this afternoon.
God, no, when I left your house, honey, it was late.
Bitch, I was tired. I was so tired, Miss Day, after being with y'all queens, Miss Day. Y'all had me drained, girl. Bitch, I had to sleep. I had to sleep all day long to recuperate, honey. From y'all, honey. I can't deal with the girls this day. I want him to go off
all the icon statuses. He the one that made the girls icons, so why is he going off on the statuses?
Oh, that's not that type of show, girl. Listen.
Oh, the Fib Queen with 15 and just said, who cares about icon statuses? Kelly should be an icon, bitch. Don't start nothing, honey, bitch. Please don't start nothing, honey, because you're going to have the girls reading me on Walk For Me Wednesday, bitch, honey. Bitch, you're going to have the girls reading me, honey. The girls talk about I should be an icon, bitch. They're going to start reading, bitch. I don't want the girls reading me. Bitch, I was born a motherfucking pioneer, bitch. The queens don't have to deem me icon or pioneer or legend, bitch. I was born all three of those motherfuckers, bitch. When I came out my mother's pussy, Miss Thang, I was a motherfucking pioneer, icon, motherfucking legendary, bitch. The girls want to know who is June. The girls want to know who is June on the show. June, would you like to come on the show and let them know who you are, June? June? The girls want to know who you are in the chat room. Would you like to come on the show and let them know who you are?
Tell them she June is not on DVD. June is on Betamax.
Phone over there. Hold on. I'm going to put June on the line, honey. June's going to take the other phone and go on the front because it's going to echo. Press talk, and June's going to let y'all know who he is, honey. Okay? Because it's What the Fuck Tuesday. Y'all girls want to know what the fuck June is an icon for. June, pick up that phone and let these girls know what the fuck you're icon for, June.
Hello.
Hi,
June.
This is the legendary icon himself, June is right. The girls in the chat room, they have questions. Inquiring minds want to know who the fuck is June and what the fuck is he icon for?
I am icon for Foot and Eyewear, Labels versus Labels, Runway, Foot and Eyewear, Best Dressed, Butch Queen and Drags and Pumps, Butch Queen and Drags Runway, and many, many, many more categories. I came out in 1989. I have made my name through and through the ballroom, state to state to state. I've been New Jersey finest for 2 years, and I have moved from that state on down to other states. So when the kids want to know who June St. Clair, Armani, Allure, Mizrahi is, now you know. That's why I've been ordained as icon. So now you know, there should be no more questions on why I've been...
June, tell them you're not on DVD, you're on Betamax, VHS. Hello.
Yes, honey, bitch. These girls don't know about that, bitch, when the VCR tapes was out, mistake, bitch.
Hello.
Girl, they went from the big VCR tape. I remember when boys was on the big VCR
tape. Big VHS.
They went from the VHS tapes, mistake, to the little small
the
one
Betamax.
that you had to put inside the big one, mistake.
Oh, those,
yeah. Yes, mistake. Then, honey, they went from that, mistake, to hooking your camcorder up to the TV, mistake. Then from that to motherfucking DVDs, bitch. Honey.
We went from the big ballroom, the Mark Ballroom, the legendary Mark Ballroom.
Only ballroom, yes.
So if you had never been to the Mark Ballroom, you had never been to a ballroom yet.
Bitch, I remember the days at the Mark Ballroom. Remember, Jennifer? The Mark Ballroom was insane. Do you remember, I'm going to give y'all a flashback. Do y'all remember when Andre boycotted the Allure Ball mistake? And everybody came to the Allure, but the girls still came to the ball, and they all stood outside the ball around Andre's little red convertible, mistake, and vogue down outside the Allure. But nobody went inside the ball.
No
everybody
one.
Come from the village and went over to the Mark Ballroom and stood outside the ball and vogue down around Andre Carr outside of their ball, mistake. That was fierce, mistake.
Now let's talk about the piece of trade Andre was dating, the big stern piece that was in the house for realness.
Oh.
I pulled the gun out on the girls.
Bitch.
What was his name, Andre?
Andre's not on the phone. Andre's packing his bags.
I'm sure he's hearing.
Andre's packing his bags right now, honey. So
I forgot his name.
Honey. Yes, but it's What the Fuck Tuesday. If you cross out this switchboard, can we take... Switchboard, do we have any callers? Can we take callers? Kelly, who are the Fail Queen icons? Fem Queen icons is Octavia, Danielle, Ashley, Sanaya. Who else is an icon Fem Queen, Jennifer?
Tracy Africa, Moldavia, Miss Thing. It's a lot. The list goes on, Miss Thing. Miss Christina, bitch. I could go. The list could go on for days for the Icon Femme Queens, Miss Thing. It's just so many of them. And lovely girls, Miss Thing. Miss Carmen, bitch. Who else, Miss Thing? Jennifer. Honey, it just goes on. The list goes on, Miss Thing. But that's when it was like, girl, bitch, when you used to see those girls out there, Miss Thing, back in the days, you'd be like, bitch, I can't wait to grow up, Miss Thing, bitch.
Okay.
Those girls, bitch, those girls used to come, bitch, and wake a motherfucking building up, Miss Thing. When I'm talking about wake a building up, bitch, all everybody used to be on their feet, Miss Thing. When a femme queen, it's not even just those icon femme queens. When a femme queen, period, back in the days, used to hit the floor, Miss Thing, the butch queens and everybody else that was around used to be up and standing at their feet, Miss Thing. Now, bitch, if you're in a bitch that's voguing and slamming on your back, Miss Thing, they pay you, Miss Thing, girl. It's no shame, Miss Thing. I love the girls down, Miss Thing, but bitch, honey, an icon come out, Miss Thing, that the girls don't know, Miss Thing, bitch. They go up more for Miss Malaysia and the girls than they go up for that icon. There's no shade to them because they do their damn thing, Miss Thing. But I be gagging like, bitch, these bitches are the bitches that paved the way. But it is What the Fuck Tuesday. It's what the fuck is on your mind. What the fuck are you thinking about? What the fuck is the deal, Miss Thing? Jennifer, what's your what the fuck, Jennifer? It's What the Fuck Tuesday.
What the fuck is up with all them them bitches who was screaming Celtics? What they got to say now? Susan, I love you.
I'm going to fuck you up. I'm going to fuck you up, Miss Thing. They still lose it like that?
Oh, girl, it's a 7-game.
Yeah,
Team
I know,
Kobe.
But, baby, is the game
over
already? Because the last time I was looking at it was 7:14 minutes.
Girl, like, it's like 89 to about 20.
Oh, Miss Thing, damn, honey. What the fuck is up with the motherfucking Celtics, Miss Thing, going to take it on Thursday night at 9 o'clock?
You know Boston is only good for baked beans, bitch. That's why we go there once a year.
Oh, shit. I'm gonna fuck you up, bitch. What the fuck is up with the girls owing motherfucking money, bitch, and now paying their motherfucking money back, and you gotta go to their motherfucking door? What the fuck?
Oh.
Yes.
Ooh. Are you putting on your sneakers?
What'd you say?
Are you putting on your sneakers?
Missy, I had on jeans. I had on my jeans and my jeans and my tank top and Missy and my Air Force Ones, Missy.
Oh, did you get your chains?
Girl, what's my name?
Oh.
Yes, how you doing?
Oh.
Yes, bitch, honey, bitch. Jenny, get off Boston. Oh, shit. Toy Boy said, get off of Boston, Jennifer.
I'm off of Boston. I'm Team Lakers. I ain't never got on Boston. Late.
Oh, baby, hold on. 11-inch King, honey. L.A. is, you don't know if L.A. is going to win 11-inch King, honey. They still
Lakers is going to win.
I don't know that, but they still have.
Girl, they're playing in L.A.
And they won two games. I think, didn't they win two games in L.A. already?
They won
two games in L.A. and came back and won the third one in motherfucking Boston. So what says that they're not going to win game 7 Thursday night at 9 o'clock? You never know what's going to happen. Ooh, 11, the Femme Queen with 15-inch says the Lakers is going to win. Y'all don't know.
Work 15-incher. Work.
She said Boston is washed up. Do that to Boston. Do not do that to Boston. Do not do that to the girls in Boston.
Boston is good
Boston.
For their cheesecake and their baked beans.
Baby, you never know. Baby, y'all going to gag, baby. When I tell you, y'all going to gag, honey, at motherfucking Boston wins, Miss Thing.
Anything to do with balls, throwing balls, bouncing balls, no, ma'am.
Baby, Boston's going to win, baby, and I'm going to have theme music for Boston on motherfucking Monday.
And what happened if the Lakers win?
If the Lakers win,
Lakers win, you fly me out to Divine's Function.
All right.
No hocus pocus.
Honey, the girls who gave your coins, no. Yes, Boston's going to win, honey. Definitely going to win. Boston knows how to give it up.
Yeah, Donna Rose told the Supreme someday we'll be together, and look what happened. Harry Wells is somewhere on crack, and the other one is somewhere doing whatever.
They give it up. But if any of you girls is out there and y'all on the phone lines or y'all on Yahoo and y'all got some what the fuck, definitely send your what the fucks over to me, honey. I'm online, honey. I'm taking what the fucks and all of that motherfucking shit, honey. What the fuck, honey? Oh, you know what? I got a number one. I got a number one, honey. You know, somebody just IM me, but I got one, honey. What the fuck is up with all these femme queens going around talking about they femme queens, Miss A? But they really butch queen and drags, Miss A. What the fuck? That was my number one, but I got one. I got one that just came on Yahoo. Somebody just IM'd me on Yahoo and gave the very, what the fuck is up with little James Caan going on the Vicky Gotti show saying Ronaldo Milan needs to give it up? I guess he needs to give it up now because Ronaldo sat him down. What the fuck?
Oh. Work, Naldi.
The girl is a kiki. Any more what the fucks on Yahoo, girl? Send them over, bitch. I am in the motherfucking building, bitch. And I am here. How you doing? And to that, and to that bitch that tried to serve me, Miss Thing, or trying to give me a little too much on my YouTube clip, Miss Thing, about my shirt being too small on Sunday at the Rumble. My shirt was not too small. To that queen that tried it, Miss Thing, said I need to get a bigger shirt because my shirt was too small. My shirt wasn't too small. My tights fell down, and that's why you've seen a little piece of my stomach. But if you watch the clip fully, you'll see in the beginning my tights was all the way up and my stomach was not out, but my tights rolled down. Because you know how when you have on tights, Miss Thing, your tights roll down.
Yeah.
And so my tights had rolled down underneath my stomach, which my tights was all the way up underneath my titty. But I was cutting up when I came out for Legends, Tables, and Stars, and my tights rolled down, so you seen a little piece of my stomach. And so the girls was like, she needs to buy a bigger shirt because that motherfucker's shirt was too small. The shirt wasn't too small. My tights came down. I always buy the right size. I don't do one size fit all queens.
I do.
Honey. What the fuck is up with Janice, now 007, getting slayed on War for Me Wednesday? She got knocked out of Legacy for not winning. Oh, shit. Hold on. What the fuck is up with the voting for Boston and you in New York City? Watch L.A. Oh, shut up, 11, honey. Hold on. What the fuck is up with girls being on Black T-girls looking like strong butch queens, laugh out loud, late-ass queens, Miss Thing.
They are butch queens. They're just putting a wig on for the money.
So the people that's hitting, me up in the chat room, I can only see what's going on in the chat room. All y'all private messages that y'all sending me in the chat room, comes up like in some like numbers and different shapes and stuff, so I can't see what y'all writing me in the chat room for private messages. So if you're going to send me what the fucks from the chat room, you got to hit me up on yahoo.com at legendarykellymizrahi at yahoo.com. And that little tab box where it says, you can put in the description, let me know exactly what house you in. You ain't got to tell me your name, just what house you in, so I can put you underneath the right group. But I can't see what y'all writing in the chat room. I can only, when y'all send me personal messages, I can't see it. It's coming up with numbers and letters and all types of shit. Yes. Bitch, hold on. What the fuck is up with the judges eating Mercedes' ass and not even giving Laomi a vote? They tried that. That's the boardroom. It's all about politics, honey. But we're not gonna go into that, honey. You're gonna have to come in. Hold on, this person is Scotta. They hitting me up. Let me add them to my group, honey. Put them in the right group. Hold on. So they can send me their what the fuck. You have been added to Mother's list. Okay, but we're not gonna get into that. What was that? Oh, where? Hold on, honey. I gotta see something because I think I was just there. Where's my remote control, Mister? Oh, he's right here. Hold on, it's something that just happened on the news, honey. You know, mother gotta get the.
Oh, they're talking about the thing that happened at the seaport where they promised them a concert or something with the. And the people went back wild down in the South Street Seaport area.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bitch. Oh. Oh, my God.
Oh,
Oh, my fucking God. Bitch, they was down at the South Sea Streetport today, and, bitch, and they was throwing cheers and flowers.
Yeah, because they promised them something and they didn't deliver. So the crowd got messy.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, my God, this is so fierce, Miss Thang. I'm really gagging. They got bitches in Will. They got bitches in Thang. Why did you push that boy like that? I'm really gagging, Miss Thang. They got the fat bull daggers running around all over the place, Miss Thang. This is a mess. Oh, Drake was supposed to perform today, Miss Thang.
Uh-huh.
Drake was supposed to perform today, and so many people came out to the concert, and so many people came out to the Drake concert that they had to get Drake. They didn't want him to perform because they was fearing for his life, so he didn't perform. So they had a little motherfucking mini riot down in the South Street Seaport today.
This is a publicity. He was never probably supposed to show up.
Oh,
what is he
fearing
for his life for? Nobody is after Drake.
Oh, bitch, I'm gonna fuck you up. Nobody was after Drake. You said they don't see it like that. What the fuck is up with Don being at... What the fuck is up with Dawn Ebony being the first round process now? She's the John Neese of the new generation. What the fuck?
Okay, you just deemed her John Neese.
What?
I said they just deemed her the new John Neese, whoever it was that said it.
Well, Miss Shasha just hit me up and said she is on the air, girl. She is coming through.
Shasha, bring it on.
Honey, what the fuck is up with Lala being a 007? I don't know, baby. You actually, I don't know. I'm not a Lala. Hello?
Hello?
Shasha?
Go ahead, Kelly.
What's this? The girls want to know.
The girls
want to know what's up with Lala being a 007. I don't know, honey.
The reason why Lala is 007 is because Cottrell became Miss Arahi.
Cottrell?
Yes.
Who is Cottrell? Oh.
Let me fast, Kelly. You don't know who Cottrell is.
Yes, I know who Cottrell is. Cottrell is my son that walks around with a twist.
Thank you, Kelly. Just left Tiffany Omni's funeral today, and it was so sad, Kelly. It was so sad.
Whose funeral?
Tiffany Omni.
Tiffany Omni, Ultra Omni.
Oh. Well, I don't know whether girl. Well, maybe if somebody is around Lala or some. Maybe if somebody is around Lala, honey, or know where Lala is at, honey. Maybe we get Lala up here on the phone line. So you know, because the girls want to know, honey. I'm not gonna say who it is wants to know unless they hit me up and say it's all right. I'm not gonna mention their name, but I will say what house they in. But I'm not gonna mention their name that sent me the IM. And maybe if they want me to say, you know, I'll say that house want to know, you know, why she left. But I'm not going to say no name. Baby, but I'm not going to say no names. But they want to know, Lala. They want to know why you a 007, honey. What the fuck? What the fuck is up with Roxy being out of breath after her 10th? She should have laid off the cheeseburgers. Oh.
Well, she's eating well. You can't help a bitch for eating well.
She's eating well, Kelly, and she's taking her hormones.
And she's taking her hormones. Thank you.
And her vitamins.
A lot of girls need to take it.
And a lot of girls aren't. That's what hormones do to you.
Right,
blow you out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And she still moves. So what are they saying?
Yo, tell that nigga what I said. What nigga are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. Somebody said, yo, tell that nigga what I said. I don't even know what you're talking about. If you send me a long paragraph
what the fuck, I'm not going to read it. A what the fuck is very, what the fuck, very simple. What the fuck is up with that bitch sucking that nigga dick unprotected? What the fuck? That's a what the fuck. A what the fuck is not a paragraph. Okay, if you're going to send me a paragraph, what the fuck, you call in here, you press one, and you say it yourself. A what the fuck is very simple. It's like a sentence. Bitch. Okay? What the fuck is up with Giselle going to the bathroom every 5 minutes? I don't know.
She had to pee.
Maybe.
Her bladder was weak.
Baby girl, listen. Honey.
Wow.
The girl's
girl. Only got four.
Oh, they said she might have to turn her phone down. It's a bit loud. She's still loud. What the fuck? Sha-sha. That's what somebody
said. Who said that, Kelly?
Somebody sent me. I see switchboard. I have a whole bunch of Yahoos open, Miss Ebony, okay? I'm trying to, I have to get back to you. Baby, you on the line, honey. You know who you are. You on the phone lines, honey. You're the one that's sitting there popping those seeds. You're on the air. 718-438. You're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. 718-438. You're live on the air.
Is that the seed popper?
Yeah, I guess he's looking at TV. He's looking at TV and he's not saying anything. 718-483. You're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What?
You ain't press one.
Baby, switchboard, you can put him back on hold. He said it was by accident. Honey.
Who
I need to work
that?
Over there in that switchboard area.
973-666. You're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind? 973-666. You're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday.
Hello, this is Alana.
Hi, Alana.
Hi, I just heard that CJ just got beat up.
That what? I can't hear nothing you're saying. Hello?
There's not Alana Mizrahi, right?
I don't know what they said to say. Girl, they sounded all muffled. What the fuck is up with the team Philly working there or looking bread loaf for ass? Ooh, hold on. No, hold on.
They're trying
now,
to
please.
Me.
Hold on. They were trying to go. 215-626. You're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
They walk past 16th Street in the Golden Circuit.
215-626. You're live on the air.
I wish everybody to stop acting like they're so bad.
Well,
it started with you.
That's me. No. That's how I act all the time. Bro, that's
oh, wait, let's listen.
Let them talk.
I act all the time. Yeah, I act all the time. That's
it. Oh.
Yeah,
why are they acting like that, though?
I don't know. I'm not
eating
nobody. Like I said, I'm
oh, shit.
Hey,
mm-hmm.
How you doing? Bye.
215-626, you're live on the air. Hello? Okay, I guess not, switchboard. Get rid of the... Oh, hold on. They gave the way what... Oh, sorry, because I got it wrong. Hold on, sorry. Or oh, they did it wrong. They gave the way what the fuck is up with Team Philly... The Team Philly sex siren team with all those bumpy ass hips. What the fuck?
That's what I figured they were trying to find me.
I get it, honey. What the fuck is up with 15-inch Fem Queen coming for Sha-Sha the Destroyer in the chat room? What the fuck? Private caller, what the fuck is up with you, private caller?
Kelly?
Yes.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Jennifer.
Hey.
Hey.
What the fuck is up with all of the girls splashing Janice and her legendary status being questioned? What the fuck?
I don't know. What happened? What happened? I don't be getting a walk for me Wednesday like that. What happened?
Girls on walk for me are slaying Janice. She is late. She got kicked out of Legacy. She's late, honey.
But she only came out as Mother Legacy 2 months ago. So what happened in 2 months?
She got kicked out.
What happened? What happened in Orlando?
That's the TR. She got kicked out of that.
Oh, I'm gagging. Janice, call in here, Janice. I want to know what happened. Come up here and tell us your side of the story, Janice. I want to know what happened. I really do. So if anybody's out there, if y'all around Janice, maybe Charisse, Mistake, please have her call in here, Mistake, because I want to know her side of the story. But thank you, private caller. Why are you falling out, Jennifer? Jennifer, why are you falling out? Hold on. We got another private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, private caller?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
This is Johnny.
Kelly!
Go ahead. What you got to say, Paula?
I love you, Kelly.
What?
Kelly, said, go ahead, Carla.
I never spoke to her, baby. Listen. Hold on, Shasha. I never spoke to Johnny's on the phone, so I don't know what she sounded like on the phone. So maybe that could have been her. Maybe it wasn't.
Right. You're right. You're absolutely right, Kelly.
I never had a conversation with that lady on the phone, so I don't know what she sounded like on the phone. Saying, so. That could have been her, honey.
I'm going to get ready to jump out this window, Kelly.
No. Jennifer, why did you fall out and say when I gave that no beat Charisse? You don't remember that, Jennifer?
Yes.
You remember that back in the days, Jennifer? No
yes.
beat Charisse.
I remember.
No beat Charisse.
That's
no.
what I thought out
no,
the way
no,
you
no,
said
no,
it.
No beat Charisse. Because she was never on beat. Mister, you don't remember?
It's just the way you said it. How fast.
Okay.
Wait a minute. She called in right after.
And then the caller called him and said, "That was really Janice's
mistake.
I didn't know
this
thing."
This is Janice. Shasha, they get married. This is Janice.
Listen, if that wasn't the real Johnny's, can I please have the real Johnny's call in?
With the real Slim Shady, please stand up.
Yes, please can the real Johnny's please stand up.
Oh, God.
Honey. Maybe.
Would the real Slim Shady please stand up?
Because I want to know what happened. I want to know what happened with her legacy. I'm really gagging. She's gone again. Mistake. She's out of another house. Mistake. Bitch. I know somebody is around. They gave the name, bitch. Jennifer, you are falling out. Baby. Yes. Jennifer, Rashad's here.
Rashad!
He falls out every time you say it.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Rashad!
He falls out every time you say it, honey. Yes.
You did
but
not
I'm
have to get that.
I really feel bad. I really feel bad for her, Mistake. But she's an accomplished young lady, Mistake. She has came a long way, Mistake. she probably... What? Why are you falling out, Jennifer?
Nothing.
She has came a long way, Mistake. She finally got her legendary. She finally got her legendary status, Mistake. After Miss Ashley stopped her for grand prize 2 years ago, the Icon Board, Mistake. Said she was an Icon, Mistake. She finally, she beat the odds that everybody does not become a legend, Mistake. She beat the odds, and they finally deemed her legend, Mistake. And she was Mother Legacy, Mistake, and I just thought, that it was going to be a new beginning for her, Mistake, and she was going to be back on the scene doing her thing, Mistake. But we got another caller, private caller. You're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, private caller?
Yeah, Johnny. I'm calling. I'm sorry, you motherfuckers.
What'd you say?
No, sorry. I'm sorry, you motherfuckers.
You said
well,
what?
What happened?
You need to speak up, baby. I can't hear you.
Oh, they got flashed, honey. They got flashed. Miss Ebony said, "Miss, you know, Miss Ebony is a pageant queen, and she don't like the girls to mistake trying the female figures." So Miss Ebony flashed him.
Oh,
honey,
Ebony.
347. Yes, so we leave him. 347-259. You're live on the air. What the fuck Tuesday? What the fuck is on your mind, caller?
Hi, y'all. It's the icon.
Oh, it's the icon. What's
hey,
good?
Y'all. Nothing funny since I couldn't get on the radio show yesterday. I was so sleepy and tired, and my house members wanted me to get some rest because they were trying to look exhausted. So.
Wait, what icon is this?
This is Shelvin.
Oh.
Hey, sister.
What's the tea?
Oh, that's the girls wanted to know, Mr. They said they were the girls on the chat room yesterday. They wanted to know what happened to you standing the girls up in Louisville, in St. Louis.
In Louis.
They wanted to know why you ain't
yes,
in St. Louis.
Yes, they did. They said Selva did not want to go to St. Louis. She wanted to stay in the rubble ball. It was more
rubble
people
ball.
There.
Well, I'm not spilling nobody's business. Things did not work out, and it was not on my side of the party because I really did want to go. And if anybody knows anything about me, when it comes to the Midwest or West Coast, I don't never leave them down. But at the end of my day, it is what it is. It happens. I did try to get here. And if you want to look on the records, the last flight was 7:50 on Delta leaving from Boston to St. Louis, and there was a connection flight. That means I would have got there at 11, and the person that was supposed to have been doing my flight was already on their flight on their way to St. Louis. I'm not saying no names, but the person knows who they are that was going to do my flight. So I don't really have to prove anything, and I'm an icon now, so. But anyway, what's up,
y'all? I'm going to let you, tonight is your first night on the radio as an icon, Miss Day. So I'm going to let you keep throwing your icon out tonight.
Just tonight? Well, it was told to me to get my month in, but it's still new to me, so it's like.
You get your eyewear on the radio, but the next time you come up here, bitch, you're going to be Beverly or Kool-Aid, Miss Day. All that icon shit is going to be cut out. So get your life. Go ahead.
So that means I can say to myself, I see your way. Because I'm nasty.
Oh.
Yeah. I want to give a shout out to my family and the ones that are on the line.
Mm-mm.
So what else is new, y'all? Now,
what's
going
on? Chilling.
Miss Kelly, I have to really tell you, girl, like, don't get me wrong, like, you always say it. And I'm not saying it because you're my girl, because you know, always speak the truth. But, bitch, I don't know what that gold was in your face or whatever that was, that bronze. Girl, you was amazing, girl. You really was, and I'm not lying. You really was amazing. I guess. Girl, I was mad that I thought you really was on World Face for performance, girl.
I was. Cooler, you know, I'm not into all of that motherfucking bringing bags to the ball, Miss Thing, and changing clothes and stuff, Miss Thing, and everything. I'm not into all of that no more. It's just too much. Back in the days, I didn't have a problem with bringing an outfit to walk one way and to bring an outfit to walk face in Vogue and all of that. I'm not into carrying bags to balls anymore. I just want to have my small pocketbook or my big duffel bag clutch, Miss Thing.
But that's why your mother, your kids are supposed to carry your stuff.
Baby, I wasn't into all of that, honey, baby. So I just paid it, girl. But I did have my black. And I did have my production made for Facebook performance, and I did was gonna come out for that. But baby, the Vogue was enough. But I should have came out. Nobody came out. That would have been an easy 250, Miss Thing, honey.
Well, you made up for it, girl. You just did girl's performance, so you made up for it.
Yes, I had to come out, Miss Thing. I love my leather statement, the sauce, Miss Thing. Oh, y'all wasn't ready for that, Miss Thing. I came in the building right on time, Miss Thing, when y'all was calling out all my kids and stormed the back of the runway. Y'all was not ready for that.
No, it wasn't.
I was, really I gagged. I came in and I heard them like they. I'm coming down the steps, and thinking I heard them call out one Ms. Rahi, then the third one, then the fourth one, then the fifth one. I get to make. Oh, did y'all get ready to go to another house? I get to make now. I'm gonna stroll the back of this runway, bitch, and let the girls know I'm in the building, honey. Because you know all the girls thought I wasn't coming in the building, honey. So I have to let the girls know that I was in the building, Miss Sang. I don't have to be Icon, Miss Sang, to make a motherfucking to make the girls know that I'm in the building, bitch. I know I'm Icon because I was born one, Miss Sang, and I'm an everlasting bitch, honey. And the girls will never forget my name, from Mother U-Haul to Kelly G. Marshy, from Mother U-Haul to Kelly Mizrahi, back to fucking Kelly G. Marshy, back to the overall host mother.
Kelly,
did you read? I'm sorry, gentlemen. Did you read the flyer yet?
Yeah, I read the flyer today.
He went to go.
You got your team ready for the $2,000?
Baby, we're going to get our team together, honey. Me and Father is going to have our team together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did y'all speak about it yet?
No, I'm waiting for Father. You know, Father has a job. You know, Father works on Wall Street, honey, so I have to wait until, you know, I have time to speak with Father. Father has a busy life, honey. You know, he's a house father. He works on Wall Street. You know, he has a lot of things going on.
Oh.
I know some people to be listening to the radio. So Chicago and Detroit is together. Your color is tan. So welcome to the Kiki Ball. Tayana Milan and Sebastian Alua.
Wait, Kelly, how come they already put it on Walk For Me Wednesday?
What?
But I thought
the conversation about which they just called in with the call and all that.
What they called in about?
No, they put it up. That you said Nubby, Teresa, whatever. I don't go on there. They just texted to me and tell me.
What? That is up on Walk For Me Wednesday already?
Already.
Mistake. I'm gagging at the girls. Mistake. Man, I'm fast. Mistake. Cool it, but I'm going to put you back on. Cool it. We're going to put you back on. We're going to come back to you because we got a lot on the caller.
Okay.
Next caller, please. Next caller, Kelly House. Hello.
Y'all have a lot going on.
Yes, honey.
What's going on, Ginger? How are you?
Girl, I ain't using you. Miss Escalinas, I'm not using you.
Oh, Missy, I'm not using Miss Escalinas. Don't worry. Don't even fucking worry. I just out of my sleep. I just called somebody. I see all of y'all on this phone. I'm like, oh, God, well, what's tonight about?
What the fuck?
You have a, yeah, what the fuck? What's your special? What the fuck, Kelly? I gagged.
Fuck, it's what the fuck Tuesday, honey.
Girl, it was a scandal just now. The girls called in about Johnny and somebody called.
It's not no beat. It's not no beat, Cherie. It's no beat, Cherie.
Oh, no beat. I thought it was no beat, because you know she couldn't come.
Wait, I thought it was no beat.
No, bitch, it's no peace, Cherie.
No what?
No peace.
No peace, Cherie.
No peace.
Yes.
No, I think it was beat, girl. I think that has a piece. Everyone has a piece.
No, beat Cherise. Who else is on this phone? It's Shasha Destroyer. Yeah, Shasha, how are you?
Hey, what's going down?
It went up. At Escalitas. Right, Yana?
Yes, your husband was in the building.
I don't have a fucking husband.
Oh.
Everybody's husband was in the building. What you talking about?
Oh.
Everybody husband. All you got to do is go buy 8 videos and see the rest of the stuff for yourself. Everybody husband is in the building. They all get munch. We all get this. We all get that. Girl, please. Let's not go any further because you know my mouth is cleanly, rattling,
disgusting. Yes, and we don't want you.
Exactly.
And we don't want you. And we don't want you.
Like
and
to be
we
talking
don't
about
you
any
to like...
disabilities or anything like that. You're right. So let's leave it alone.
We don't want that tongue to be nasty, honey.
We sure don't.
That tongue was bad enough on Sunday.
No, sometimes you gotta be. You gotta. Your tongue gotta flow. It's helpful. That's why you got time. I just sit back and you don't say anything. What's up?
The icon James Caan said to tell Nicole, I said hello. It was so much going on Sunday. He didn't get a chance to speak to you.
Tell him I feel the same way and hello, but I saw him sitting on the panel with his lime green on. Tell him I said I feel the same way and I wanted to get over there, but it was so much going on and I couldn't get to the panel.
He told me that he's going up north to get it.
And Devon is on Yahoo, and she said to tell Nicole, I said, hey.
Hi, Devon! Hey, Devon!
How are you, Devon? Come on this line, Devon.
Devon, stay where you at, please. I love you, sis. Stay where you at.
Oh, yes. God, Kelly, I wish I could.
Leave that alone, please, that lady.
Okay.
Just planning a function, and she don't get into all that.
Okay, girl. If you say, let me have my cocktail, Jennifer. Okay.
She doesn't get into all that.
Mm-hmm.
That's your tea, Nicole.
Well, did you have a wonderful time at the board? Did y'all love to see how Mercedes brought that building the fuck down? She ate it the fuck up. Did you get up off that?
No, she didn't.
No, obviously she didn't. Poor dear. That's not nice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you can hear rat shit on cotton.
That's not nice.
Miss Kelly!
Hello, Mother East Coast.
Oh, she's giving you a moment in time like Whitney Houston did.
I didn't know my own strength.
She's giving you the Olympics of 88, bitch. One moment in time.
Well, what happened to Naniska? Wasn't she just on here?
The icon was on here, and then we put her on hold. They put her on hold for a minute. Kool-Aid.
Why don't they love me? That's the new one, darling.
Miss Kelly is still giving you a moment.
Miss Kelly, you can cut the fucking bullshit, Missy. You can come back to the phone, but you get your ears lit up.
Wait. Where's the what the fox coming through? Callie, need read the... Nicole, give them your IM so they can send you their what the fox.
I don't want to sit at the computer.
Oh, you don't want to.
You sit there and do it. You very good with them. They always sending you something over. Make sure y'all say, oh, yeah, what the fuck's over there to Jennifer, who loves and unbothered to read any and everything.
Oh, I'm just the messenger. I'm not, you know, don't hate the messenger.
So where is, what did Miss Kelly just disappear to? She went Friday.
She is giving you a moment in time, girl.
She's going to go get some fried chicken.
She better stay away from that grease,
yeah,
Kelly.
I know. Missy, what was all that for? What was the board?
Miss Tay, girl, because you know, honey, I have this house full, Miss Tay.
Uh-huh.
And the base is in the living room. And June unplugged the house full. And June disconnected me, honey. And so I don't know if June disconnected me at the right time. Because I got an IM that came across my screen. And it was towards Nicole. And so I was about to read it, but then the phone disconnected. So I don't know if I should read it because was that a sign from God that said don't read it?
Read it. Come on. She ready. Come on. Read it. Say it to her face.
Read it. My drink. Read it.
Okay. You got your drink?
Yep.
Big A. DeVay, what the fuck is up with Nicole always wearing those motherfucking sundresses? What the fuck?
Mind you, that was that. I thought there was something deep. You ain't never seen a body look like this in a fucking sundress. That's what you should be wearing the fuck is. If I wore pants, it would be too bright for your fucking eyes. So I wear a sundress and it just gives you a light bite.
Come on,
anybody else? What the fuck you never put on a dress for? What the fuck is that? What the fuck? Why you never wear a dress?
Hold on.
Yes, you got the right one.
Hold on. Because this, I'm not gonna read everything that was said. I'm not gonna read everything that was said.
Uh-huh.
But to Miss Two and Two, the legendary Johnny's Blonic Ebony whatever, how she in now, 007, whatever she is, Miss Thing. This is a free format where anybody can come up here and say whatever they want, okay? Baby, you don't have to go on Walk For Me Wednesday. Hold on. You don't have to go on Walk For Me Wednesday and read me and Jennifer. You can come up here. Hold on, hold on. Janice, you can pick up this phone because you're on the line listening, and you can press 1 because you have to be listening or sitting at a computer as one of the guests listening, knowing that so you're thinking somebody is trying to try you to write back so quick on Walk For Me Wednesday with your statement about me and Jennifer. I have never been a bitch to ever been pressed or bothered by any motherfucking body, okay? You know me. I was here before you was here, so you know me. You know the history. And if you don't know the history, you can get it. You can pick up the phone, and you can call in here. You can pick up the phone, and you can call in here, Miss Thing, because nobody is trying you, Miss Thing. I want to know why you left the house or why the fuck they kicked you out the house, Miss Thing. But if you want me to try you, bitch, I can try you, bitch.
Kelly.
Hold on, I'm not done, Jennifer. You can go after I'm done, Jennifer.
No, I don't want to even go. It's not even worth all that.
Because you want to sit on Walk For Me Wednesday, and you want to motherfucking read, bitch. You can never read, bitch, about any motherfucking thing about motherfucking Kelly. Because in all the years of you knowing Kelly, I have never, ever slept on anybody's floor, bitch. I've never broke the motherfucking straw, bitch. Whenever I came out for a legendary category, I was not stopped at the back of the runway and told I was not legit, bitch. Give it to motherfucking Kevin, bitch, because my mouth is nasty. As fast as you can type, as fast as I can motherfucking read, bitch. Don't motherfucking do it, bitch, okay? Keep it cute. This is a format for everybody. We were just kikiing and motherfucking joking with you, bitch, okay? No beat, motherfucking Therese.
But nobody read her, though. Nobody called it. Nobody read. Nobody on this forum.
A grown woman who has.
Yeah, it's not even worth all that, girl. That is Walk For Me Wednesday.
If you feel something, this is on Tenzin Chop. Come in Tenzin Chop and address them, girl.
No, don't call. Stay where you at. Let's just continue. Who's the next caller? Thank you. I am a woman. I'm not going to get into that with no little girl. I'm sorry. No. Let's move on, please. Thank you.
I'm gagging. The girl is hit me up and send me what she said, Miss Thing, and I got 6 other Yahoo messages, and they sending me the link to this. She's on Walk For Me Wednesday. She reading me and Jennifer. Nobody was reading her, Miss Thing. I just wanted to know why, Miss Thing. The girls in the chat room is the one asking these questions and want to know why you got kicked out. The girls are calling and asking these questions. Not me, Miss Thing. Because that's what I was talking about when I did my show, or I did my interview on the Vicky Gotti show. Miss Thing, all you bitches run around here, Miss Thing, and y'all act like everything is peachy and cream in your house because it looks peachy and cream on the outside, but it's shitty on the motherfucking inside. And it's the same thing with the Miss Rahi. It's the same thing with every other motherfucking house. Bitches acting like they like bitches in their house and can't even stand the bitch that's standing next to them in their motherfucking house, bitch. It's going on in the house of Miss Rahi. It's going on in every other house that bitches want to be house jumping. Just because you jump from this house to that house, you don't know what's going on in that house because you ain't on the inside. You only see what happens on the outside. Bitch, I can rub elbows. I can rub elbows to the day I motherfucking die with Andre at a motherfucking ball. And y'all wouldn't know if I don't motherfucking like him because I'm rubbing elbows with him at the ball. Y'all don't know what's going on the inside until y'all get inside.
Preach out, Kelly.
Bitch. I'm mad. Give me the next caller. It's What the Fuck Tuesday. That bitch done riled me up. I've not been riled up like this in a minute, bitch. She done riled me up, bitch.
Miss Jennifer, what you and Miss Kelly's feeling?
That bitch, no. Keep her right there.
Next caller.
Yes, next quarter, please, Shorty. All right, bro. The girls are round me up, honey. My name's round up. I know you girls in the chat room and on the phone line, y'all are living, because I have not been round up like this in a minute, bitch. But that bitch round me up because I was not trying her. I just wanted to come on. I just want to thank you. I just wanted to come on and get an exclusive interview with her. Mistake, she go on QView and all the other shows. Mistake, why she couldn't come up here and give us an exclusive interview, Mistake? I guess Jerry Springer wasn't good enough for her, Miss Day.
Hello.
Miss Jennifer, what's wrong with you and Kelly tonight?
Girl, I don't know what's wrong. What is wrong? I didn't do anything.
I was rooting for her.
Miss Nicole, I was Nicole.
How you took off and how Miss Thing left her back there? You took off. She said, no, leave her there. Yes.
What she said?
Baby, but I was rooting for her, Nicole. I watched it. When Mika, listen, when Deja came out and Mika came out, Miss Thing, and then she came out right after Miss Thing, I didn't want Ashley to go back to the back of the runway and tell her, you is not legendary, Miss Thing. I didn't want Ashley. I wanted her to vogue, Miss Thing. I wanted to see the battle, Miss Thing. I was really rooting for her. Miss Thing, I was really rooting for her to sit there and try me like that, Miss Thing. I'm gagging. Private caller, you live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, private caller?
It's Janice.
Well, what you got to say? Why you won't walk for me Wednesday reading me, bitch?
Because I can't take.
Goodness. Ebony, stop hanging up on
everybody is Chinese tonight. Y'all gonna stop this fucking.
Private caller, you're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, private caller?
Hello, this is Janice.
No.
Yes, that's it. That's the real Janice.
Yeah, I got kicked out of the house because I got Vet on walk for me, and Luna wasn't seeing it, so.
That's not the real Johnny's.
I'm sad.
That's not the real Johnny's. I know her voice. That's not the real Johnny's. Y'all are so famous. Stop.
Because you see, no, Nicole, but this is the shit that I'm talking about. This is the shit that I'm talking about, right? And this is the shit that I'm talking about, right? Because Andre's not here no more. And, you know, Andre come back from time to time. So basically, this is my show, Miss Day. But the girls read me because the girls read me and attack the co-host, Miss Day, because what the girls in the chat room asks and what these girls call in on the phone line and be saying, why are y'all attacking me or my co-host, Miss Day? We didn't do anything. This is what the girls in the chat room and the girls on the phone line
me.
Is calling in.
Listen, nobody's attacking me. Y'all wasting two. It's been, 27 minutes already, and we're on something where we should be talking about something totally different.
So, I mean, Janice has played up dues and parts and stuff. And just,
listen, Nicole, we're not going to get into that. That is Walk For Me. This is Pins and Chops. We're going to take another call, or I will hang up, because it is not that serious for us to be dwelling on something that doesn't matter.
Chayana, you're live on the air.
Hey, girl, this is Janice.
Chayana.
This is legendary
Janice. I'm the fuck you are.
Girl, y'all should help me get upset with these girls. Fuck them. Hey,
hi.
Icon, Jennifer.
Thank you.
And Nicole.
Hey.
What's up? Y'all just listen to y'all crazy ass arguing with these people. Miss Kelly, girl, if you don't leave these kids alone, they is going to give you a heart attack, girl.
Yeah. No, they're not going to give me a heart attack, honey. They're not going to give me a heart attack. They're not going to give me a heart attack. Somebody just said she asked for the phone number or Walk For Me Wednesday, so she wants the number. So maybe she'll call in here, honey.
So
maybe.
Kelly,
are you going to Jennifer?
Hold on, Tayana. We're gonna leave you right there, Tayana. Hold on.
Okay.
347-426. You're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, caller?
You know who that is, girl.
Shut up, Nicole.
You know who that is,
girl.
Hi,
hey, Keisha.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hey.
Nicole, I'm gonna hurt you.
Hi.
Because Kelly's been so calm and collect. She's been so subtle. Everybody's giving her peace of mind. And I don't know what the spirit. I got to
it. Because you know what it is, Keith, this is what it is, right? You remember, like, I think it was 2 weeks ago. that the people from Blog Talk came on and they was listening to the show, and they said that it seems like that I have an attitude when I be talking, but that's just the way my family talks loud regardless. It sounds like that regardless. That's just my personality. So you know, I toned it really down, and I've been very nice and very sweet. But for her to sit there and go on Walk For Me Wednesday and attack me. Well, I'm not gonna say Jennifer because Jennifer's not it, but to attack me, Mr. I didn't ask any questions. I'm only repeating what the girls write in the chat room and the IMs that the girls are sending to me. Why is she doing this to me? The girls are asking the question. The girls is doing this.
Can I get my 2 cents?
Oh,
my 2 cents?
Yeah, hold on. But before you get your 2 cents, Cream, you there?
Hey, Kelly.
Okay,
hold on,
Cream. Let Keisha finish. Go ahead, Keisha, finish.
All right. I wasn't going to call because I was listening, but I had to chime in because I'm listening. I was reading the topics of War For Me, and Kelly, when you made the comment, you don't read War For Me because, like you said, you're not like these little girls. You know, you're not going to entertain that. But she needs to be who she is. Why is she entertaining all of that negativity? If she is a legendary, if she's on top of her game, why is she feeding into all of BS? Now, one thing I will say about Janice is that she has her opinion. And like you said, Kelly, it's like someone's asshole. She has come for some of the femme queens for no reason.
Kiki.
And a lot of times when you get people who look up certain femme queens and you try to come for them, just pick your battles wiser. Because apparently she probably said the wrong thing about a femme queen, and now it's coming to haunt her now because now all these things are reading her.
I don't think that's just it. It's just, they said she got kicked out. Kelly responded. People respond. She took it some type of way because she's used to that response. Instead of coming and addressing it,
I don't know what phone is that.
I don't think
Nicole,
it's that deep.
It's been going on for a while, though.
That's been going on with Johnny in her own personal life, what she got going on with herself. But for Jennifer Kelly and the whole format and everybody's talking, I don't think it was given off every day. They said something.
I didn't even say nothing. I just kicked at what how fast Kelly said
no
it.
Beat. Oh no! Okay. Maybe the no beat is what she took the wrong way, Kelly, because it ain't no beat because you said it's no beat, never on beat, and that's what she took the wrong way.
Well, maybe that's what took us so long. Maybe that's what took us so long to be elected.
Why are you
hold on, Nicole. Cream, go ahead, Cream.
Yeah, I just called in just to say a couple things. And first of all, good evening to everybody on the phone.
Hi, Cream.
I just wanted to say that I'm sitting here and I've read, you know, what was posted on the board, and I just want to say to Kelly and Jennifer that Johnny's didn't say anything about y'all, like, in the form of a read. She was actually responding to somebody who said something about her. And as far as her, like, getting kicked out of Legacy, she didn't get kicked out. She resigned because they had creative differences. So I just think that the reads should go and come to an end and just let's just be mature adults about
it. You know, so it's not even worth because I don't go on that thing and you know, whatever the case may be. And I'm not going to sit here and dwell on nothing that I don't know about or don't even care about.
Because it says, and hold on, Cream, because it says, her comment that she wrote, it says, she wrote what she wrote, and then she at the end of her, what she wrote, it says, side note, it's getting read by the likes of Kelly and Jennifer really a read? All that? Nobody was never reading her.
Kelly, okay. Who is Johnny? Who is Johnny?
Who is Johnny?
The coach, crap!
What are you guys laughing at?
Johnny, what's wrong with y'all?
No, y'all, I'm serious.
Johnny.
From Detroit?
See, you go again. Y'all being mean.
No, I'm serious. I don't know who it is.
Tanya, she votes. Her idol is Janet Jackson. When she gives performance, she
See, y'all sitting here, keep going on it. Jennifer said earlier to stop, right? Now, mind you, when y'all go on, people was entitled to their own opinion and how they felt about it, and then she's going to think that. So, like Jennifer said, I think we should just keep moving.
But Nicole, let me tell you something, Nicole. I never said anything. I said one thing. Nobody never even said anything. I just wanted to know what happened. That's what all I wanted to know is what happened. The girls brought up these questions. The girls addressed. That's one thing about me. I don't make the topics on this show. The callers make the topics on this show. The callers made the topics. The people in the chat room, they be on Walk For Me Wednesday. They wanted to know what happened. I didn't bring Johnny's name up. I wasn't on Walk For Me Wednesday. I thought that she was still Mother Legacy. I never knew that she left or resigned or got kicked out or whatever the girls was going to say. I didn't know any of that.
Oh, we don't know. I mean, you know, it's just a format where we get to find out things, and we found out that Johnny's is no longer Legacy, and that's just that, you know? It's no shade.
But at the end of the day,
love is love, Johnny's, and I hope that you don't think it offers your name got thrown out there. But think it happens to all of us. Hello, this is Johnny's. And I'm going to fall out because this is Kiki. It's not that serious.
Next time.
Oh, shit. Who said that?
Hold on to all y'all ladies. Hold on 1 minute. To the Blog Talk administrator that's in the chat room, no, we don't have a problem. I'm so sorry that I'm a loud person, but that's just in my nature. I'm just a loud person. Even when I'm having a regular phone conversation, you would think that it was a problem because just me and my girls, we are girls, honey. We're not normal girls, honey. We're special type of girls. We was really born. Hold on. I got to break it down so they don't know nothing about this. Hold on, okay? We was really born men. So, you know, when we start talking really loud, you know, the Barry White comes out of us when we start talking loud. But from time to time, we can give you Jennifer Hudson, Jennifer Lopez, and all of that. But when we start talking loud, you know, little Barry and Luther come out of us. They don't know.
Kelly, are you really talking to someone for real?
No, I'm here because the people from Blog Talk is listening to the show right now. It's a lot of things that go on our show and that happen that they don't understand. So from time to time, I break it down and I explain it to them so they can understand, you know, our lifestyle. You know, bitch, you know, our lifestyle is just coming. It's like
we
really coming
loud,
to the show.
We're just being drama-ish and we're just having fun.
Yeah, you know, we come into the scene. You know, we coming up to the lights, you know, so, you know, everybody don't know about, you know, about the scene. So, you know, I have to break the underground to them. You know, we just coming mainstream on Blog Talk. We had this little website where we used to just chat and type messages and everything. Now we got Blog Talk and the girls can hear us on the phone to the administrators that's listening. Now, you know, it's crazy for us. But, you know, we're going to try to calm it down and try to keep the Jennifer Hudson's and the Jennifer Lopez's and all of those out. But we saw
I'm just gonna be marijuana. Hold on, honey. We gotta be quiet.
We gotta be soft and calm about the situation. Do we have another caller, please?
Do we have any other callers?
Wow.
Is anybody else on the phone lines listening? Anybody pressing one?
Everybody wants to press one right now.
Okay, hold on. We got another caller. 646-789. You're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, caller?
What's up? This is Johnny.
I'm gonna hurt y'all.
Y'all gotta stop. That's not nice.
Y'all, oh my God. Y'all girls in the Kiki. Somebody said Johnny's is on hold. So, Switchboard, can we have the next caller? Johnny's, if you're on hold, can you please press 1? And if you press 1, it brings you in queue, and you can definitely come up here on the line. 347-235. You're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, caller?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
This is Janice.
Now that's Janice. That's that song.
Definitely Janice. Now what's going on?
What's going on?
Somebody tell me. I'm hearing the kids are lighting me up. I'm here. What's going on?
Okay, Janice, this is what happened. The girls in the chat room, that's in our chat room, we have 46 girls in the chat room, we have girls on the phone line, we have girls that hits up on Yahoo Messenger, and they ask questions. And the girls in the chat room wanted to know, why did you get kicked out the House of Legacy? I said, well, I didn't know Janice got kicked out because the last time I seen her, I called her out as Mother Legacy, and that was last month at Jack's Ball. She wasn't out this month, so I don't know about anything about her getting kicked out because I don't read Walk For Me Wednesday. When they get the rain, it's all over Walk For Me Wednesday. And so I get messages and I am from girls that you're on Walk For Me Wednesday and you're reading myself and Jennifer, and I'm like, well, we didn't say anything. We didn't start this topic, so why is she reading us? And this is what I don't understand with the girls, and not just you, with the girls in general, when people in the chat room or the phone callers call in here and they bring up topics, the call, whoever's calling or the people that's IMing does not get bashed. Me and my co-hosts get bashed, but we're not the ones doing it, but it's the callers and the listeners that's bringing up this topic, but we just seem the ones to get bashed, and that's why I lashed back at you, because they said you was bashing me on Walk For Me Wednesday.
Okay, let me.
The floor is yours.
Okay, great. Let me just break this whole thing down real quick, because you know me for years, and you know I've always been a real bitch, and I always said exactly what the fuck is going on. You understand? So let me just explain. First of all, there's about five or six bitches that be on Walk With Me that just really can't take me for whatever reason. I don't know. But they always try. I'm on there. No shade. It's the key. I read. We all read. Now, first of all, when the read came to you, because somebody posted that you said that I slept on somebody's floor somewhere or some shit like that, Kelly is on his living room. Well, you should read it, because what it says is Kelly just said Manice was sleeping on somebody's floors and this and this and that, and then Jennifer fell out laughing. So what I responded was, is a read from Kelly and Jennifer really a read at all? That's what I responded. Now, if you said that about me, then, bitch, I'm coming to you. You know how I come. You get what I'm saying? I'm never going to come out and just bash nobody for no reason, because that's not me. I don't have no reason to just come out and just bash you. Why?
But, Johnny, if you know that they don't like you on there, right, if they're malicious and they don't like you out there and you didn't hear it for yourself, then just like how you picked up the phone after all, you could have did that from the beginning.
First of all, have I ever called this show before? I have no idea nothing about this show or nothing. I just found out about this through Walk With Me again. Somebody call in. They're reading you for Phil's call in. So I called in, and mind you, I've heard a bunch of stuff going on before I even got off a hold. So I already know that the key was going on. You get what I'm saying? So, like I said, I just want to know why y'all girls feel the need to always have my name in something.
You can't get mad at us. You can't get mad at us, right? Because people call in here and they act like you and try to do all this stupid stuff, and we sit here and we're laughing and we're joking at them. How are you going to get mad at us, Mistake? Because we're laughing and joking. That's what we're here to do, is to entertain the audience.
Absolutely,
we're laughing
absolutely.
And we're joking.
Okay, absolutely. But if you're the butt of the joke, how are you going to feel? You get what I'm saying? I'm not the butt of nobody's joke. I'm not a joke in general. You get what I'm saying? So why would I want to sit here and be the butt of anybody's joke? Come on now. If you were the butt of somebody's joke, you're going to be offended too, ain't you? And you're going to call and be like, bitch, what the fuck you laughing at me for?
Let me tell you something. One thing about me, Johnny,
you can call in and then you can hold the read and feel what you feel, and you can call in and you can keep it going the way it was going,
and
stop being so
too,
sensitive or feeling into your feelings like someone is personally attacking you for a personal reason instead of an abroad reason because someone brought your name up. They supposed
okay,
to
so
see.
Why do you think I'm so sensitive? Why?
No, when I said Johnny, this is Nicole. When I said sensitive, I mean in like when you called in and you like what you just said. Well, if you're the butt of the Kiki, I want to know why the Kiki. I'm not no Kiki, so that means that you're getting into your feelings instead of seeing that you're a Kiki and making it a Kiki. You went into your feelings and took it personal when I've been on the phone the whole time and I heard the whole topic. Yes, they were Kiki, and yes, it was a kiki, but nothing a kiki, nothing a kiki personally like, oh, we don't like Johnny. And this is, no, someone called in, Kelly said it wrong, and brought the tea first. Then the chat room started calling, asking our questions, and she said, call in. And then there was a comment, and then there was a kiki, then all the callers kept calling. But that's what this show gives.
Exactly, and Nicole, and what I'm saying is this. It's not that serious to me either, but what I'm saying is this. If I'm on the phone and I'm hearing everybody kid about me, obviously I'm going to say what? What is
hold
the
on, hold 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 on, Janice, because I have to explain again to the administrators of Blog Talk. We're not attacking. We're not because. Hold on. Okay, Janice. I just want Janice. Do you feel like
and
that? We're
that.
Hold on, Janice. I need to ask you a question, Janice. Do you feel that that we're attacking you? Because, you know, we've been friends for years.
Absolutely not. I feel that it's other people that want to, you know what I'm saying, that want to make it like that or want to make me feel like that. But like I said, nobody has control over my feelings but me. That's what I'm saying to y'all is this. If I, like I said, I call into this line, right, and now not even besides the whole kiki thing, I also heard that somebody was like, Janice is coming for all these femme queens and reading the femme queens and this and this and that. And stuff
yeah,
like
that's
that. Like,
That's just the caller. Listen, let me tell you something. That's just the caller trying to make it hot, Janice. Let me tell you something. And this is my motto, how I go, on Walk For Me Wednesday or whether it's on this show. The girls come up here on this show all the time, and they sit here, and Janice, and I let them stay on the air for like 5 to 10 minutes, and I let them read me down, honey, so the girls can get their kiki. And I'm going to tell you, like my grandmother told me, okay, years ago, when the girls stop talking about you, Janice, then you need to worry. As long as the girl is going to, as long as the girl is talking about you, you're doing something right. So when they stop talking about you, when they stop talking about you, Janice, then you need to worry. And as long as they're talking about you, you're doing something right.
She, Janice, and I'm saying this to you, I'm saying this, y'all niggas are crazy because, Janice, you've been out a long time. Kelly, Jennifer, this is what we have done for years. You were supposed to get back on this phone and give la la la. All this breaking it down and we got to explain why we said no, please, la la la.
Hold on.
We've been this for years, and we.
And that's why I'm coming the way I always came.
Talk ready.
You know what I'm saying? I'm coming the way. Am I not coming the same way I always come? That's right. What is
Nicole,
it?
Hold on, Nicole. This is why I'm breaking it down. Hold on, Nicole.
I don't know why
I
don't think I'm
hold
so
on, wait, hold
though,
on.
No, Janice.
Hold on, Janice. Nobody's not saying that you heard Janice. It's listen, this is what it is, right, Janice? Listen to me. Everybody that's in the chat room and everybody that's on the phone line, everybody be quiet for a minute. This is why I'm breaking it down. It's rules and protocols that we have to go through to take and be up here and be on the air on Blog Talk Radio. So that's why I'm breaking it down because I don't want Blog Talk to feel that we are attacking you because this is just how we talk and we have been sisters for years and this is just how we talk. So I don't want to make it feel like that we are attacking you. So that's why I asked you, Janice, do you feel that we are attacking you and all of that other stuff? And that's why I'm breaking it down like that. Okay, Janice?
Well,
absolutely.
Thank God that we said something that
Nicole,
we was
Nicole,
able to
Nicole,
get you up on the radio.
Nicole, let her talk, Nicole. Go ahead, Janice.
Yeah, you know what, but like I said, and then, you know, sometimes I go and walk with me too, and like I said, you know, I always come with my opinion. I got my opinion about certain people, you know what I'm saying? Just like everybody got their opinion about me, you know what I mean? Some people just don't like when I say it. I'm sorry about that, but this is the way I am. If I don't see it, I don't see it. You get what I'm saying? I don't have a problem saying that. So some people, like I said, they get offended at it, they go off.
Well, hold on, Janice. Let's get it past all the read and all the other stuff. Let's get past all of that, okay? Since we have you up here on the phone line, and this is your first time calling in to the show, Janice, let's get your side of the story, because nobody don't know what happened, because like I tell the girls all the time, nobody knows what goes on the inside of any houses unless they are on the inside of those houses. Janice, well, this is your 5 minutes of glory and fame. Tell us exactly what happened between you and the Legacies. Go ahead,
okay.
And nobody else says anything. Johnny's
wait,
floor
before
is yours.
She go ahead, can I ask one more thing to add in with that, Johnny?
Yeah.
Not just
yeah.
what happened with the House of Legacy, but what happens with you and the mothering skills of the houses that you have became the mother of and no longer are.
Okay. First of all, I was mother Karan, and I was Mother Legacy. You understand? Now, with the legacy thing, this is what happened. Now, me and Luna are very, very close. You understand? So it was the whole thing about the mother that they had then, Naomi, basically was stepping down. She didn't want to do it no more. She's busy. She's doing this and this and that. Luna wanted to do a whole other thing with the House of Legacy. He wanted to make it a performance house. He wanted to make it a whole other thing. So me and Tim basically sat down and just had a whole, like, itinerary of what we were going to do with this house. You get what I'm saying? Now, when we get to the meeting, now, if they really wasn't using me, I'm going to just be honest. They weren't using the whole, you know, performance and this and this and that, and they did not use me as a mother. I think maybe, you know, the black and Spanish thing has something to do with it. I don't know, but they weren't using. But what I was given was, I'm not coming in here trying to rule you guys. I want to work with you and see what we can do now, because as far as I'm concerned, this house is being thought of as late. I don't want to put my name on something that's late. If I'm going to be here, I want to try to make it fast. So let's do this. Now, like I said, you cannot force chemistry if it's not there. You get what I'm saying? Just because me and Luna were cool did not mean that I was going to be cool with them. And that's what happened. So at the end of the day, I said, if they're not going to follow what I, because they had bitches running around in drag, had no business in drag, bitches running around voguing, had no business voguing, bitches all in this kiki scene and all this and this and that, and I just didn't see it. So basically, I was putting out three particular girls that I didn't like. Now, being the administrators, which was three or four people, we had a big argument about that, and it was basically, you know, either they go or I go. Either this stops, if this bitch get out of drag and stop running around balls acting dumb, or I go. You get what I'm saying? So in the end, they didn't want to put them out. They didn't want to change nothing. So I said, I'm going to go because I cannot support nothing like this. So I wasn't kicked out of anywhere. I left. You get what I'm saying? And that was that. Now, as far as my mothering skills, maybe, you know what? I've never been a mother of a house before for that long. When I was Mother Kavan, I didn't have to do shit. You get what I'm saying? John did everything. I was just to show up and be cute. I didn't have to do anything. So maybe I'm not the best kind of mother, and maybe that wasn't the right approach to take. I have no idea. But at the end of the day, I cannot support something or be no mother of nothing that's not going my way. Simple as that.
I hear that. It's okay.
You know? That was it. But like I said, bitches get on walk with me. Oh, she got kicked out. She late. She tired. They didn't see what child, whatever. If I was that late, I wouldn't have been asked to be mother in the first place. Hello. Oh. You know?
I mean, why don't they love me?
Okay, well, if it's any callers, it's what we have Janice on the line, honey, and we're interviewing Janice, and she's here, and she's in the building, and y'all got her riled up for the evening. If it's any callers out there, and you want to talk to Janice, she's here, and she's live and in person,
yes.
And she's on the air. And she's from behind her screen name on Walk For Me Wednesday, and y'all should come from behind y'all's screen name on Walk For Me Wednesday. Because she's here right now. 323-898. Mother Divine, you're live on the air.
Ooh, why don't they love
you? Y'all, what's going on?
What's going on, Mother?
Nothing, chilling. Just got kind of relaxed and came home and had to nap out from that little jet lag. I'm good. How's
okay, you're all the way back in the West Coast now.
Yeah, I'm back at home.
Oh, okay.
I left out like 7 this morning.
Hold on, y'all. Everybody that's sitting at that have questions in the chat room, and everybody that's sending me questions on the Yahoo messages, this is your time to come from behind y'all screen names and call 347-215-6820 and ask Janice yourself. I'm not asking her any questions out the chat room. I'm not asking her any questions from Yahoo. This is your time to come from behind the screen names and ask
Thank
her those
you.
Questions. Press 1. Be a woman. Be a man. Be a transsexual. Be a dyke. Be a trans man. And come from behind those screen names and ask her what y'all need to ask her yourself. I'm not taking no questions. I'm not taking no questions from the red phone, from the chat room, or from Yahoo. Pick up the phone and call in here and ask her yourself. So if there's anybody that's on the phone line, please press 1 and let's go.
Well, let's start with Naniska. Where's Naniska? Why don't they love me?
Hold on, y'all. We got another caller. 215-667. You're live on the air with Janice, legendary Janice 007.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Yeah, I have a question for Janice. I want to know what happened that night when you dragged Erica Kane down the steps.
Oh my God! That didn't work.
When you dragged Erica Kane down them steps.
Oh my goodness!
Janice, I know you have never been on our show before, but they call the other shows the Oprah Show, and they call us the Jerry Springer. The girls come The girls come on here and they ask crazy questions, Janice.
Yeah,
they're gonna pull it out.
If you don't feel like you want to answer that question, you do not have to answer that question. Next caller. Because she don't seem like she wants to answer that question. Next caller, please, which one do we have one?
That's it.
Someone said they want to hear it.
I've never dragged Erica down this beard.
Hold on.
Okay. Wait, she's telling us, Kelly.
Oh, go ahead.
I want to hear it.
That's my daughter. We had some complications.
Okay. Well, Switchboard, can you please get the icon Selvin Khan off of home?
Oh, my God.
She has a question for Johnny.
Why don't they love me? Yeah.
Hello?
Icon,
you're back on the line.
Hello?
Yes, you're back on the line, Icon.
Why don't they love me? Okay, this is the question I had to ask you, Jenna, because you know I'm the one that made you legend. So let me ask you something. I never got a chance, even got a chance to even talk to you one on one. But what happened with you in Infinity?
Oh yeah.
Wow. Did you leave because they made Legacy made you mom? Because you know you got some people that would leave if they got like a higher position. So we never talked. But if you don't want to answer that question, you know.
No, I don't have a problem with that. Okay, well, you know what? Really what happened with that was me and, you know, Alexis, right? Basically, me and Alexis got into a huge fight, you know? It was a big thing, and I had an issue with Lionel and the way he was handling it, you know what I'm saying? So, and when I had basically was walking as mother then, I really wasn't mother. It was just something he wanted me to do for show down south, you know what I'm saying? So it really wasn't, you know, no official I'm mother affinity, no. He just wanted me to do that for that night, just to whatever that was, you know what I mean? But in the end, like I said, it was just me and Alexis didn't get along, and that just wasn't for me. It's a little too ghetto for me.
Yeah, because it was like when I saw you in North Carolina, you know, like you was happy and stuff, and then they was like you was mother, and I was like, oh, okay, that's what's up. And then when I turned around, they was like you was mother legacy. But you know, like how the rumors be starting, I was like, I would have to see it for myself. So then when you came out in Milan, I was like, oh, okay, that's true. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, like I said,
Jesse Big Roses calls.
Hello.
Yes.
Johnny.
Kool Aid, yeah. Johnny.
Hello. Am I here?
Yeah, you're still there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Another question I wanted to ask you. Do you feel, if you could do everything all over again, would you have went through what you went through with Until in the House of Infinity and stayed there and worked it out?
Say it again. I can't really hear.
Okay, now that you're not a legacy, if you could change it all over again, would you have stayed and went through what you went through with the House of Infinity and stuck it in there?
You know what? It's just, for me, I just feel like I don't want to be somewhere and just be there. At this point, for me, I really feel like there's nothing no house can't do for me. You get what I'm saying? I've been at almost every house, and in the end, I always have to stand alone anyway. I always have to do whatever I have to do by myself. You know what I'm saying? And no matter where I'm at, they're going to read, they're going to try it, they're going to do whatever they want to do anyway. You know what I'm saying? So I just figured at this point, I'm good. I am just Johnny's, and Johnny's is just fine. You know what I mean? I don't need no house. I don't need no bed behind me saying work, bitch. I don't need none of that. You know what I mean? I don't need to work anything. Anywhere that I don't feel comfortable. If I don't feel comfortable with this certain group, I don't need to be there. You know what I mean? Right. That goes for anywhere. You know? Like I said, I felt like Legacy is fit me because I fit so much with Luna. And his vision and my vision for just in life is the same kind of...
Johnny's.
You know?
Yeah. Is it safe to say, or could you say that the pressure and all the back and forth and bullshit and the feeling of unwantedness in the boardroom scene has pushed you away and not want you to participate or even want to go to a ball?
You know what it is. At first,
I used to think that way. At first, I used to feel like, why when I know that I'm voguing down and I know that I'm eating it and I know that I'm doing this and this and that, why are they not using it? Why are they this and this and that? But at the end, and this maybe for the past 5-6 years, I've just realized what I'm doing it for. You know what I'm saying? Back then, I was doing it for attention and acceptance and all that shit. Now, I just do it because I love it. I love it. I love to feel that way. That makes me feel good when I'm performing in front of people. It's about me. I'm doing it for me. So it doesn't feel no kind of way about whether they accept me or not or none of that stuff. You get what I'm saying? I live for it. You know what I mean? You got to know what you're doing this thing for. That's the way I feel.
Hey, I like that answer. Thank you.
You know, I'm a grown-ass woman.
Well, man, I like that.
Any other questions from any other co-hosts?
Whoa.
Okay, Switchboard, do I have any other callers that have questions for Johnny?
Am I still on here?
Yes, you are.
Oh, bitch, I've been just listening. I thought I was listening.
It's ladies' night.
It's ladies' night, but
okay, yes,
it must be Angie on the mind.
Yes, Angie Martinez.
It's ladies' night with the exception of the icon because she's not in drags right now.
Oh, shit.
She's a lady, too, Miss A.
Okay, she's still a lady.
That wig is nearby somewhere.
Miss A, that's Grace Jones, Miss A. Why she can't be a lady with a bald head?
I'm a fuck. I'm a hurt you.
Nanista.
So, Keisha, I don't know why. I don't know why, but I cannot see my personal messages in the chat room, so I don't know what you're writing. It's just coming up with a dot, a question mark, a dot, a check, a triangle. I don't know what's going on with my personal messages on the Blog Talk. So you have to hit me up on Yahoo or call in because I don't know what's going on
I'm
with
on
it.
The radio.
She's giving me shows, honey.
You cooking, girl? You didn't even cook yesterday. You were supposed to cook.
Huh?
I was at the house meeting. When I came back home from the house meeting, I had to do the radio show, and the girls wasn't answering their phones anyway. I was calling the girls. They wasn't answering their phones.
I'm a lonely,
you know.
Knockout boots, because I was like, are we going to BBQs or Kelly's?
Oh, Jennifer, you know you've been playing with it. I forgot to tell you, honey.
I will call it.
Oh, because, honey, I've been out, girl. You playing.
And, Nicole, why you not asking your I am?
Because I'm out the window talking to Jasmine.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So, I guess nobody else ain't got no more questions, honey.
They don't. Where's Johnny's at?
I'm here.
So everybody want to be IMing and sending Kelly these things and stuff, and nobody wants to say nothing now. Here we go with this again, Kelly.
What's your future plans now?
They don't want to call in, but they want to send on Yahoo and send it in the chat room and all that.
And
be on
Walk for Me and read all day. That's what.
But Mother Devine said, "What's your future plans now?"
That's a very good question. Yeah, what's your future plans? What do you think is in the cards for you now?
At this point, I just don't think that I want to be in any house. You know what I mean? I really do. I'm definitely gonna be walking. I'm definitely gonna do it. But I just don't feel like I just want to be associated with no house right now until it's something that I really feel. Like, I felt Zion. I felt that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was really my shit. And then when they put that whole Jordan shit with that, no, that just wasn't working. You know what I'm saying? If it's something like that where I feel it's a whole new way, then maybe. But at this point, I'm just Johnny. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
You know what When it comes down to that point in time and you don't see a vision with different houses that you're in, I was always told by a wise old queen, baby, I think it's time for you to start your own.
Oh, no, that's right.
I was thinking about that
you
too.
You almost slapped your face off and down the stairs, bitch, of the light on. Because you ain't, that's right. If you can't seem to get it together nowhere else, nothing else seems to connect you, then build your own foundation. You've been around long enough. You have enough fans and enough people that love what you do and how you do it for you to start your own thing. You don't need to start with a father. You can start with you and just whatever child you choose to take.
That's a good-ass idea, too.
That is, you can start your own thing right by yourself. I'm going to fuck you up, Kelly. That was old, because I was sitting here thinking the same thing. Because when it has gotten to that point, I actually, for me, to hear you say that, it makes me angry because of all the things you have done and all the things you put into this thing. And for the people to still treat you, and coming from that side of the fence, I know that feeling, but I still press, and you got to keep pressing, and you got to have enough self-esteem yourself that nobody can knock you down. Nobody can tell you anything. So I know that feeling from coming from that side of the fence. But, Kelly, that was the most amazing. If it doesn't seem to be working out, everyone doesn't be in agreement to you, then you do something where you are the controller. You're the
Absolutely.
Mind. You can start your own thing.
And that's just hold on, and that's not just to Johnny's, that's to anybody that's out there in the scene. If you in a house with somebody, and you have so many great ideas and so much potential and so much to offer, Miss Thing, and the people that's in your house is not doing what they have to do, Miss Thing, and you're trying to work hard and trying to do this and do that, and if it's not working out and you are struggling for power and all different types of things, Miss Thing, I think at the end of the day, it's time for you to leave, Miss Thing, and start your own shit. I don't give a fuck what connection you have with the people in the house. It's time for you to leave and do your own thing and make your own noise and make your own shot and make a legacy for yourself, Miss Thing.
Absolutely. But can I say something on that offense? Sometimes it's not easy to start your own. You know what I'm saying? Because if that's the case, I would have been started my own. You know what I'm saying? One thing you got to understand is that when you start your own self, there is no turning back. You know what I'm saying? It's like everything is like completely all on you. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, if that's the case, if I wanted to start my own, I would have been starting my own. You know what I'm saying? I don't think, me personally, I don't think I'm ready to face that type of noise and that type of music. I feel once you start your own, there is no going backwards. You know what I'm saying? It's nowhere. Okay, well, I done started my own Diddy Bop. Okay, now Diddy Bop didn't work out, whatever. Now I got to go to somebody else.
Well, to hear you say something like that is...
Hold on, Kool-Aid. Well, hold on, Nicole. Somebody in the chat room said, Kool-Aid, they said, Selvin, you should have been started your own motherfucking
house. Yeah, right. Mind you, but to hear you say that is so discouraging, because being that you're an icon, that is a qualification. And that is a talent and something you have. And I know you since I was a little boy. You've been marching and pumping through, and everybody...
And let me say, Selvin, congratulations. That shit was well-deserved and beyond past due. Okay? Selvin.
Thank you. But I'm just pushing an icon and a legend or whatever back. But it's like, there's a lot of things that people see that the person in you don't see. You know what I'm saying? Who knows what will happen in my future or whatever. But I'm happy and I'm content where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? You know, some people just need the right guidance and some people just need the right help. You know what I'm saying? But then when it comes down to the point when you're on your own doing this, it's not easy. It's not that fast. It's not that easy. You know what I'm saying? It's like, at the end of the day, you have to deal with you at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying?
I can't wait, bitch. I cannot wait for your girlfriend to get out of jail, Miss Thing, because I know you miss your girlfriend, Miss Thing, because you wear me out. Well, at the end of the day, I cannot wait for Remy to get out. She got like a year left. I can't wait for her to get out.
You talking about me?
What's your Remy Ma?
Remy Ma? I thought she got 8 years. Which means she got a year.
I think they said she did like 7 already, right?
No, hell fucking no. I think she's still like about maybe almost 4, but she got 8 years.
Baby, I can't wait for her to come out, because my sister be wearing me out at the end of the day.
Remy Martin.
Oh, yes, I miss her.
Well, I think that the strength all starts in yourself, because as you speak as the overseer, what makes it easier for you is when you say into Johnny's is the backers that you also have. So that you being the overseer also puts you in a big, big, big responsibility. But because you got people that's backing, now she's starting something from her own, she will have to gain those backers. It's like investing. She would have to get, like Kelly says something about a company alone. long time ago. It's like a company. People and other people will see what it is that she's trying to do. And when you're trying to do something, Johnny's, that's coming from the heart and it is something from like a passion and this is something you want to do, everybody may not see your light, but somebody will. And that one person will be stronger than 600 people. So you still can move forward and do what it is that you do. If you have a vision and you think if you can see it, then it's yours. If you can see it, you can do it.
Absolutely. Right, but see, y'all, today, no one has seen that. Like, no one has seen that. Nobody has a vision. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's the way I, like, how you saying it is not that easy. You know what I'm saying?
No, of course, like, it's a lot of pressure. I'm saying, but the reason I'm saying, like you said, that you don't, how you would have started, it, but look, you are the overseer, so that's a very, very one of the biggest position in the house. Okay, so you get to really oversee things, but you have a background that of support, meaning the house father James and other people that is behind you. It would just have to start from her. Everything has to be built by a brick. Now, if you're not strong enough in yourself and you don't feel like you can handle that, then that's understandable. But if you have a passion for something that you want to do, don't let no fucking faggot in their shade, no faggot in their rules knock you out of what you want to do. Go get your own thing, make your own rules, make your own situation, and bring it on through.
Mind you, Nicole, I mean, you could just imagine, like I said, if all the shade coming my way from years of not even being a mother, just being in a house, like, you could just imagine. I'm trying to start my own house and this and this and that and all this stuff. And I don't think people understand what really goes along with being a leader of a house or even being a mother or any position like that. It's so much more than people think. When you got people calling you off the hook for every little thing, bitch, I got a track missing. I need a track. I can't get in the club. I need this. I need that. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole bunch of stuff going on. You know, you're not just a mother behind your...
Hey y'all, good night. Jenny,
hey.
I have a question. Well, two questions. Do you think that because you weren't a part of a clique that your legendary status was being delayed?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'ma fuck you up, remember?
Absolutely. You know what? Okay, put it like this. When that whole bullshit went down with Ashley and all that. Now, granted, that's her opinion, that's her ball, and whatever. But if you're really going to sit there and say, now, okay, if somebody, okay, I'm only accepting Mika and Deja as legends, okay? Now, how is that even possible when the girl wasn't even walking, sexy, performing when I was already, you know, out and going off for a long time? You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's always been that way with me, though. Every time it's been Yolanda, me and her, it's always her. It's just me and Deja, it's always her. It's just always been me having to work extra, extra hard. But I don't, you know, really mind about it, but I can call it. You know what I'm saying? I can call it. I was always being able to hang with everybody, but never one specific clique. I was never one of Caesar's girls or one of the Mizrahi girls or, you know what I mean? Never that kind of thing. So, of course. But that's not easy, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is.
Let me get to why it is. But don't it feel good to be the underdog, though?
It, at the end of the day, it really does, though. It really
it
does.
It sure motherfucking
like,
do, bitch. You better say that. The underdogs stay around for a very long fucking time, bitch.
Yes. And you know what happens, too? When you get real motherfuckers in your life, you know that they like you for you. You know they love you for who you are. And if they don't see it, then they don't see it. But the people that are in your life for real is because of you. Not because you woke up last night. Not because you ain't with the right type of people. Because of you. You know? That's what I like. Real shit.
Hello?
I also want to give a shout out.
You still
Hello?
A little bit. Nikki, wait, Nikki's still there, my brother. Nikki, you still there.
I got one more question. So, Janice, I'm not a, I don't have a name on Walkman or whatever, but I read some of your posts, and, you know, your comments against Laomi and the new girls is kind of harsh. Would you battle Laomi, though?
I wish that people would stop saying, okay, this is, people don't understand the difference between you're talking about someone or talking about their art. You understand what I'm saying? I like Laomi. Laomi is a cool-ass bitch. And me and Laomi had this conversation between us, and I told her, listen, you're probably going to hear that I read you and this and this and that, but I read your Vogue. I don't like your Vogue. You and me are cool. We've partied all night and everything, but I just do not like the way that lady Vogue. Is that so bad to say that I don't like her Vogue? I mean, why are people always wanting this shit so personal? You know what I'm saying? I have nothing against that lady. She's mad cool. But I don't like the way she votes. Sorry. You know, just because I don't have the popular opinion, I'm not agreeing with everybody that she's the best thing that ever happened to, I think she's the worst thing that ever happened to Fancy Performer, to be honest. So why should I have to agree with everybody just because it's a popular thing? No, I don't like it. You understand? Anybody else, I never came for nobody else like that. They keep trying to say I came for Mika. I've never come for Mika. I never came for Mika about nothing. I think she bogged down, she sits and everything. But I just didn't see the fact that she would be called legend before me when she was a damn butch queen when I was walking through pre-performance for years. Hello? Nothing against Mika, but I just didn't see that. So people want to make it personal and want to make it, you know, dead bitches don't see each other. No, I'm not like that. I'm not going to read somebody because I don't like their vogue. That's stupid. You know? People don't like my vogue all the time. They can say it all day. Hey, fine. You know, you're not reading me.
I have a question.
Go ahead, Delard.
So what exactly, so how do you feel about Femme Queen performance right now? I mean, the change that it has taken, because, I mean, you know, watching it over the years, it is definitely different. So how do you feel about that? Like, me being a Femme Queen, I have my particular, you know, things that I think about it as well.
Femme Queen performance is dead. That's number one. When they came out with this bullshit with female figure performance, that's when everything went down the fucking tube. What the fuck is a female figure? That means that anybody would just go and throw on a fucking wig and I have to battle them. I done spent thousands of dollars on work and surge and living my life as cunt and going through all this shit. Now I gotta sit here and risk my motherfucking money for you and you ain't got shit to lose? I don't think so. How the fuck you can tell me that Sanaya is supposed to get up there and vote against Michaela or somebody like that or one of these because it's female figure. That don't even look like. Well, do you come to a ball when you come to see the Femme Queens? Is this the shit that y'all come to see? When they call out Femme Queen performance, we knew what that shit was about. Everybody came to see that. You want to see bad bitches out there swinging hair, selling titties, body, all that type of stuff. That's what Femme Queen performance is. What is female figure? What is that? That means that you today, if you're a butch queen, you can put on a wig and you're walking against me, Sanaya, all the girls because you got a wig on.
Okay.
That's ridiculous. It's a dead art form, and I'm just trying to keep it alive. When I come out, y'all going to see Femme Queen performance. Simple as that. You get what I'm saying? I'm sorry. What they owe me and all this stuff, yes, this shit be over sometimes. But what Femme Queen is supposed to be able to even balance yourself all like that to the back of the fucking ground, lift up, do three spins, and fall back. I mean, come on. Like, it's just not Femme Queen. I'm sorry.
I have to disagree with that. I have to disagree with that, and I'm going to tell you why. Because that's like saying...
I'm not saying it's not over
again.
In that way.
No. That's your opinion, and this is mine. And the reason why I say what I say is like, remember, even when Dramatic even started, you know what I'm saying? When Ashley took another level, they used to draw cards. Now it's just that it's no shade. When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not. And you can still hold it, you can still hold it. Only thing it is, it evolved into another level. But who's gonna know what's going to happen in 2030? Bitch, we might be voguing in space. The thing is, if you do it, you do it. If it's not you, it's not for you. And don't get me wrong, it's certain things that I don't see. But at the end of the day, if it's for me, I'm going to be there. If it's not for me, I'm going to still be me.
Okay,
yeah,
mother. So that means
wait, Johnny.
Samantha, mother. So that means that because it has evolved, and I come from an era where I vote Femme Queen performance. So I don't dance, jump off the roof, spin my leg up, put it over my neck, and I don't do that, right? And I come in and lay out in a Sanaya layout thing, and she gets it across the board. And this happens to me completely all the time. So is this safe to say that they're not understanding my performance, but they're just stuck on the today's time of performance? So they just
no
way. So
what it is, keep up with it. If you can't keep up
but at the same time, though.
You know what? At the end of the day, everybody, and everything is for everything, and everyone is for every something. Me personally, like
it's
I said,
hold on,
y'all. We got another caller. Hold on. We have another caller. Hold on. 601-341. You're live on the air.
Hey, what's good, everybody? How you guys doing tonight?
We doing great.
Good.
How you doing?
I just wanted to make a statement and have a question. My first statement was to Janice. As far as the shade board and all the shade and shit that she gets, I personally think she should pay it. This is Blackjack Official from Chat Row and from the Shade Board. I just, a lot of times when I get on there and they make all the posts and they're coming for you and everything like that, and I'm looking at it and you're responding, I'm like, she's a legend. Why is she even responding to some of this bullshit from a sack of knots? That makes no sense. You know what I'm saying? And I think that, you know, you paved your way, you've done your thing, you have nothing to prove to none of them girls on that board. And going back and forth with them makes you look pressed. To me, you know what I'm saying? It's not even me to be offensive or, whatever. I'm just coming real. But my only question for you, who were the three girls that you wanted to put out that caused all the riff-raff with the Legacy?
Okay, I'd rather not say names and do that to somebody, you know what I'm saying, because that's not fair to them. They're not here to defend themselves, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'd rather not give names about that, you know what I mean? But at the same time, too, about all that stuff, like, it's only but so far. Like, people always say, okay, you're a legend. You're supposed to get, who the hell is to tell anybody how a legend is really supposed to act? You get what I'm saying? Like, if you feel like right now, we on a radio show, everybody's on here reading and stuff. People would say, you're not supposed to be on here talking shit and carry on. You know what I'm saying? And everybody has their own little outlet for their effect. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it's only but so far. When they get on that board talking about prove to me why you're a legend and all that, I don't be going there with all that. I'm not going to list down my accomplishments and all that shit. No, but I'm just, it's like, anybody, if you read me, I'm going to read you. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to be sitting here, you know, telling you why you should live for me. No, that's press. But as for me to read somebody, that ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? Shit, people read. You know?
Fuck them. They read me.
Could I go back to what I was saying before I forget?
Go ahead, Kool-Aid.
Please do, because I'm having that.
And I'm going to respond to him, too, with what he said, too. But at the end of the day, like I said, and I'll say it again, there's a lot of certain people that I don't even see for Oway, who's not Oway to me. But at the end of the day, honey, if he's doing his, if he or she is doing their thing, you got to be a person within you. It's either I got to keep up with it, or I got to make this through it. And trust me what I told you. I don't change for no one. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I change it for me. So at the end of the day, if I want to keep doing the same thing, the problem is with like Christina been voting like her way for years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just this one time, she gets the $5,000, and it was a whole number of hearts. No shame. That's my girl. I didn't see it. I didn't think that worked for her. You know what I'm saying? Some people can do it. Some people can't. It's what you get on the floor. And at the end of the day, if you put a bet on you, you got to make love know it.
But
Go ahead.
Okay. Now, me being a femme queen, this is from my point of view. Yes, I used to bother and give all that too. Now, my thing is, it's evolved into something to where after I get through balling, I don't want to look like somebody just took me in the back and beat the shit out of me.
Thank you. And you shouldn't,
okay,
because
you're... But because of what these girls, because of what it's evolved into, I understand you saying, yes, oh, maybe you can keep up. Okay, it's a point of keeping up, and then it's a point where it's out of control. Some of this shit is ridiculous. I'm not gonna. You have to be broke and yoked to do that type of
and
shit.
And you know what, too?
And that's when you get to the point. And that's when you get to the point. And that's when you get to the point.
You change your category.
That's when it gets to the point. Should I go to another category? Or should I still be me? Because at the end of the day, I'm still going to be me. But at the end of the day, if you already know what it's given and you already know what it's turning into, it's up to you if you want to stay on that floor. And it's up to you if you want to get on that floor. Because bottom line, if I'm walking our way, and if I don't like it, don't get me wrong, I might be that one that would tap a girl that I know that's going to give me what I want. That know that I don't have to, when I get on that floor, I don't have to worry about nothing. But
see, Seven, that's a prime example right there. Seven, that's a prime example right there. You walk in old way. Boom. Now, you're kind of old way. Now, just the way that you do
it.
It doesn't change like that, mother.
Always doesn't change like the way how fast and consistently Femme Queen performance changed. Always consistent persistences. Always, you know, it
Stop.
Always has.
Always has changed.
But
Stevie,
you're
kind of. Always has changed, and I'm gonna tell you how it has changed. When I was doing Always and before me, and I'm talking about before me and me, my era and after and before my era, none of us never copied someone else. When we came on the floor, we was one, we was all ourselves. Be like, well, yes. Nicole, like how I taught you. I didn't teach you everything. Be like, Derek, I didn't teach Derek everything. She's like, if you want to talk about performance of Vogue Femme, then we can go through that category too. I didn't teach Malachi everything. I didn't teach Pony everything. I gave y'all the basics, and I told y'all what to do, and I told you whatever your mistakes was, I will clean it up, and y'all take your story somewhere else. That's why Nullica is who he is today. This is why Pony is who he is today. This is why you are who you are today, and this is how Derek is Derek today. If you look at all of us, if we were to do something as a team, it would never look like my work. Get what I'm saying?
Kevin, you don't think that there should be some kind of a standard? There should be some kind of a standard, even though you're, it's evolution and it evolved.
No,
that's
no,
all great.
I think you outnumbered the Chinese.
If you really want to get into it, it's really, and you can't. Now you got the girls.
Sorry,
I'm going to tell you what the girls are giving. You want to know why you can't pay attention to the whole thing? There's nothing to pay attention to because all the girls are doing is just spinning and dropping. If you notice, if you really get into it, let's really take out the, like, oh, somebody bumped me and somebody did this and somebody did that. They really pay attention to the spin and the dip. You don't notice now the girls go, and the gag is.
Hold on, let me give y'all, hold on. No, you're not going to forget this part because I'm going to give you a prime example that's going to make you still remember the part. Just like on Sunday, Miss Thing, I was sitting there, and Rodney was sitting there, Miss Thing, and five girls came out back-to-back, Miss Thing, and all they was doing was spinning and motherfucking dipping and jumping all over the place. And I looked at Rodney, and Rodney looked at me and was like, and we looked down at the judges like, are they really going to give these motherfuckers 10s? Yes, they gave them 10s. There was no hand performance. There was
floor
performance. There was nothing.
Okay. People are not understanding that the thing is built of Vogue. Vogue, the whole main thing of it is hands. Like, that's
it goes into what I said. Everybody now is a follower. You got the girls paying attention to the and they're not even in sneakers.
Yes.
I can see, give me that spin in a pizza.
Yes.
I remember, and then you want to know why I have my favorites of certain people? Because they gave me what I want. This is the reason why I live for Kevin Prodigy. And this is, and I've all, every time I came to Philly, and if no one don't know this, everybody knows she's my favorite vocal in Philadelphia, is Miss Kevin. And I'm going to tell you why. That was the only girl that came into the ball with a tight jean, and when I mean tight, as in suffocating. And be in a boot. And well, it might be the same Alyssa look or whatever you wanted to say about
Hold on, hold on, Kool-Aid, because now I have to stop y'all. And you see, I've been telling you from time to time, I get nice and I be real nice and I be quiet. But baby, let me tell you something, Miss Martha Stewart. Let me tell you one thing about me, okay? I am an all-around femme queen. Before I started walking face, and before I started doing all of the realness and everything, baby, I was walking sex siren in all those categories that I've come out for. Every category that I have came out for, I have walked those categories and turned those categories. Please do not come for me, and that's all I'm going to tell you, and I'm not going to read, okay? But go back to your conversation, ladies.
So like I said, you... Everything that's going on now, honestly, this is what it is, it's copy.
Copy.
Oh, wait, hold on, y'all. 646-353, you're live on the air. 646-353, you're live on the air. 646-353, you're live on the air. Okay. Oh, I guess that call is not on the air. Bye, Martha Stewart. We'll see you next week. Try again. 336-327. You're live on the air. 336. Get rid of them. They got an echo on their phone already. We're not even going to do them. I'm repeating the number again. Next number, please. 347-426. You're live on the air, Keisha.
Thank you so much.
Go ahead, Keisha.
I'm back. Hi, everybody. Hi, Johnny.
What's up?
First, I gotta say, first and foremost, I got to say one thing. I popped in a DVD tonight, and I saw Selvin at a ball at a clubhouse where his daughter was commentating at the old clubhouse, and Janice came out, and they was reading for blood. Selvin chopped Janice because of her Rogan. Y'all remember that clip? Y'all was reading for filth. Remember some of that clip? And then Naomi came out, and Selvin, you chopped Naomi. You chopped all the girls for what they're doing now. Back when they were doing before, you didn't see it. You didn't see
could
it.
Could I respond
I
to it?
It?
Could I respond? Could I respond to it? Could
wait,
I respond
wait,
to
wait,
it?
Wait, 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 wait,
wait,
wait,
wait,
wait, wait,
wait
a minute.
Get hot.
Wait,
okay.
Wait a minute. Let me finish. Let me finish. Okay. I'm on both of y'all sides. Janice, I think that you're bitter because of the fact that you worked hard. And the fact that you do wrong, they can't take it. And some of these girls come out. Some of these girls, wait a minute. Some of these girls come out of nowhere and get over the clout. You're right. Some of these femme queens should not be voguing femme queen performance. They look like a man with a wig. And some of these butch queens won't be better than the femme queens.
Baby, you don't have to yell. You don't have to yell.
Wait, they got Najee. She got a whoever this thing got a swap from the beginning because whoever was texting me was messing up. The only thing I heard was I was chopping this one and I was chopping that one. And you said I didn't see it. And go ahead.
Hold on, Keisha. Let me give you what she said. She said what Janice and Naomi is doing now, they was doing back when the clubhouse was open. You was chopping them back then, Miss Day, but now you're living for it now. What the fuck is up with that? Hold on, Kool-Aid. Let me finish. Keisha feels that Janice is bitter and that you were just chopping it and you're living for the girls now. Go ahead, Keisha. Now, continue from there.
Now, Janice, I love your performance. And I'm saying that you're bitter because of the fact that some of these girls get away with so much shit and they don't do nothing. And they get all this clout for doing nothing. So now it's like, why the fuck they don't see me and I vogue? Number two, some of these femme queens should not be voguing. They look like men with a wig. And some of these butch queens vogue 100% better than these femme queens and they get away with so much shit. I don't understand. And you know what? Female figures should not, butch queens up in drag should not be voguing against the femme queens. It's not fair.
It's not fair. Thank you. Female figure performance.
If a girl's voguing in heels and a butch queen has her sneakers, that femme queen in heels should get the, if she's neat, should get it no matter what. Because it's 10 times harder to vogue in heels than a pair of sneakers or ballerina shoes.
Female figure performance.
Wait,
One more thing, Kelly. $5,000 performance. Selvin, do you think the winner who won, do you think that person really deserves to win? Who won the $5,000?
She told you that earlier.
Wait, before you go any further, I still didn't get what was said. You said I chopped Janice, and I chopped Naomi, and I chopped who?
No, you chopped Janice, and you chopped Naomi, and Janice is still voguing the way she vogued now, and you chopped her back then. Naomi is still voguing the way she vogued back then, and you chopped her back then, but you're living for them now. What's the tea with that? Respond.
Well, I can answer that very quickly. When I chop, I'm always saying something. So what did I say?
You was like, I'm tired of your dipping. I'm going to say it. You said, I'm tired of your dipping, fucking vogue. Vogue. Show me performance.
Stop. You already answered the question. There was no need for you to even go there. The difference now, I'm going to tell you the difference between then, the difference between then and now. When you look at Naomi is not just dipping anymore. That's number one. When you look at Janice now, Janice is always now telling a story. She's not dipping anymore. Got it now? Got the difference?
Why don't
you have the difference? Now do you have the difference? One thing about Selvin is, anytime Selvin chops you, I'm one of the ones. I'm always telling you why I'm chopping. I was never the type that I would chop you and don't say nothing. That's why I said when you said all that, I'm saying, okay, get to the part where I said something. Don't
Selvin,
get to the part where I chop.
Selvin,
you
Selvin,
already answered
it. I don't agree.
Okay, you don't agree with it? Well, let's make it hot. When they only walk the $10,000 in D.C. Right? You with me? When Naomi won, when Naomi walked $10,000 in D.C., did she just spend and dip? That's all I need to know.
She gave the money. That's not what I asked you.
You said I chopped them because I said they were just spinning and dipping.
She did.
Look at Naomi now. Look at that clip and look at the clip and then look at a clip and then look at a clip and look at a clip. Look how they evolve into what they are. Look at Janice now from back then. Look at a clip. Look at a clip. Look at a clip. And you heard it from the icon. That is why I chopped. Because they're spinning and dipping. Not now, if you look at Janice, Janice is always coming out with a production. And if Janice is not coming out with a production, Janice is storming somebody. Look at the clips, sweetheart.
Why don't they love me?
Why don't they love me?
Why don't they love me, girl?
Hold on, Keisha, you still there?
It's a difference.
Hold on. Okay, Janice, go ahead. Respond back.
Janice, we want to know if you bitter, honey. Come to the line, Carolyn.
Is Janice still on the phone lines with us?
She went to sleep. Get the fuck out of here.
That's just like runway. You got the girls pointing and giving sign languages and doing all that. It's like everybody is just going with the flow. And you can't blame them. They just going about what they see and what they like. And what they, if they feel that one person can get over, the next one think they can get over. It's no shade. You know how many times I used to read my sister, Miss Ashley?
Hold on, Jardine, are you back?
Hello?
Jardine, go ahead. You can respond to Keisha.
You never responded to Keisha about how you felt about the bitterness.
Yeah, hold on one second.
Go ahead, Jardine.
No. I'm trying to plug my charger in. Hold
up. Okay.
Hello?
Well, if you ask me, honey, I think it's only gotten harder over the years because the girls have gotten harder over the years.
I think that is basically divine and Johnny's. I think it all just boiled down to, and it is. You're not going to get your point across. We couldn't do that. We couldn't walk realness and not have no fucking body. We could not walk realness and not have no titties. You would be really gagging if you thought to go do that. What they can do now with long hair and the cute face and boy pockets. So, I mean, I guess as the time. Time evolves and it goes on. Maybe we should take the back seat, or maybe we should find a different category.
It's not even that.
Definitely going from guys to a sport. It's a sport.
Can I say something real quick about that? To be honest, can you hear me?
Yeah.
What I feel like, to be honest, I feel that my vote can stand up against any bitch at any time frame, any era. It doesn't matter. I feel like my type of vote is going to be there no matter what, and I feel like I can give the drama with the best of the bitches and all that. But at the end of the day, you're going to see the art form of Vogue when you're looking at me, or when you're looking at a Deja, or when you're looking at bitches from my era. You get what I'm saying? The thing that people missing is that this shit is called Vogue. It's not just it's a dance, but it's the main element of it is hands. If you're missing hands, the main thing of it, how are you even considered to be voguing? You're just acrobating, doing stunts, and that's not vogue. I just feel like, you know, it can stand up against anything, but there should also be a standard. It should be some kind of standard. When people pay their $30 and shit like that, do I want to go see a bitch in sweat and dirty sneakers? No, I don't. You know what I'm saying? There should be a standard. That's it.
I'm going to tell you where it got lost at.
It wasn't the kids. It's not the kids. It's the judges. And just like I said, I can't speak for everybody else, but I'm going to speak for me. And I'm going to keep this real, and I'm going to keep this 100. At the end of the day, I don't let no one get away with nothing. I'm still with it. If they don't catch my eye, or if they don't do nothing for me, or if it's not on point, Selvin chops it. Selvin don't even give it a chance to even, prime example, the Manola Blahnik ball. I didn't even give him a chance to even get up on the stage. And yes, I have chopped legends, okay? I don't have time to be wasted all that time. That's the problem today. You got the judges that act like they don't know what the hell is going on. And they got to come all the way up. And then you got the judges that were looking at people like, I'm sure I was just here. So don't blame the girl. Blame the judges. That's not going to keep the room. Then you got, and then what kills me, like I said, and I'll say it again. Then you got the judges, it'd be like 11 judges, and out of all 10, it'd be just that one person to give it into their house. For what? Your child got slayed. Point blank. Your child can't understand it for the night. Girl, earn, go somewhere else. Or don't judge. Everybody needs to stop doing this girlfriend stuff. Everybody says, well, if I don't give this person my...
So, Selvin, you saying, okay, are you saying that us girls from my generation, what, we should just get with the program and start being wild or just hang it up?
No, what I'm saying, no, that's...
You know what I'm saying?
Saying?
Like, what should we do?
You, I'm telling, what I'm telling you is where the mistake came from. This is where the mistake came from. It didn't come from the girls that are walking.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, what should we do, though? What should we do?
It comes from the girl that's just been given, oh, I'm just going to let it slide, and I'm just going to let it go on. And then I just like, then it goes into, now you got this thing where it goes into, they feel, oh, well, the legend is walking against this new girl. I don't give a damn who you are. You coming for me, I'm going to slay you. You come near me, you touch me one time, I'm going to I don't give a damn, baby. It's your first time reading a flyer. If I feel that you read the flyer and my name is on it, I'm coming for you. Because at the end of the day, you should have known what you're coming against. It was back to
right.
The thing as in, oh, I'm a, she's a legend and oh, don't walk. Honey, I had to build myself up to where they at. So that's how I see them. As they come in like, so if anybody comes in to tell Miss Kelvin is the locksmith, and she's going to lock you.
Okay, Kelvin.
And when it comes to both of them,
Nikki is there on the line. Nikki has a question, Kelvin. Calm it down. Nikki, go ahead.
All right. I've been listening, like, attentively for the past 10 minutes, and you contradicted yourself. You said you chopped Janice back then because her performance was different. If you check all of Janice's performances, she's holding
the same. I chopped her. She asked me, why did I chop? Because they were voting the same. And like I told her, and I'm going to repeat this again, if Janice was spinning and dipping and I was telling her it looked at a fool, then it looked at a fool.
And to be honest, I don't even know where...
It looked at a fool then, and it don't look a fool now. Isn't it a difference now?
Well, I don't even, first of all, to be honest with you, I don't believe my performance ever looked a fool.
What I mean as in a fool, this is my opinion. I'm just saying, they say, oh, because it's something like how we're so, like, you're still doing the same thing. And what I'm trying to break it down to them is that if I chopped you back then, why did I chop you? So when I ask why, because like I chopped a person, I'm always saying something why. So when the child said, well, she was just spinning and dipping, then okay, you answered your own question because I already answered it, why I chopped, because she was spinning and dipping. Now her performance is totally different now. Janice, don't everybody, just like everybody voted or anything
is,
that anybody
my
do,
point
is
though,
never
Janice vote all
same. Your point is what?
My point is Janice always been voting the
same. Hello, Kool-Aid. Hold on, Kool-Aid. The girls in the chat room. Hold on, y'all. Kool-Aid, the girls in the chat room and people are eyeing me and saying, can you shut up and let the girls talk? They know you're a fucking icon. You've been talking for 20
my
fucking
icon.
Years.
Let me say something to you. Hold on. Let me say something to you. Number one.
Uh-oh, y'all started again.
Yeah, because y'all done started it. So let me tell you something. I've been talking like this before an icon.
All right, be quiet now, mother.
Okay, go ahead. An icon in there.
Okay, so the moral of the story is this. If you ain't the
Hold on, hold on, Nicole. 646-353, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
What's up?
Hi, who's this?
This is
Jamal. Oh, hi, Father Chanel. How are you? You got a question for Janice? You've been around. You've seen her a long time.
Well, I really don't have no Janice. That's my sister. Love you, Janice.
Thank you. Bye. Bye. Thank you. Goodbye.
That's it? No. He must have given that money to Kelly because that was not nice. It was not nice.
Wow.
He must have broke that agreement. Chamel, yeah, he broke that agreement with Kelly. This is why Chamel was not here. Sorry.
I think he broke that agreement.
Girl, why?
Oh, wow. Well, this has been a very interesting night, Johnny.
Yes,
this is
Lord.
Your first time on the top. I hope you enjoyed yourself. It was just amazing.
Absolutely. Johnny. Is it every Tuesday?
Tuesday, Wednesday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Oh, that's what's up. I want to say this number.
Oh, they, you know, from time to time, they'll bring you back in. Because what happened is what happened tonight. Someone's going to say your name. And when they say your name, we have to elaborate. So then that, of course, you know, speculation. And the speculation comes into people calling in. And there we go.
Yeah. Hello.
And I want to thank the, I want to thank my members because I don't really show them love that much. I really do want to give a shout out to my new family because, like I said, when it comes down to visions and all that, I can tell them thank you for letting my vision be out there. So I would have to give my family, you know, a shout out, and my old family too.
Come on, Cream. Come on.
And I
want
to give a shout out to my baby Corva Mason and Shay.
Okay.
Well, hold on. Because, hey, Cream is always white woman, honey, and she wants to gag somebody. So, bitch, switchboard, can you get Cream back up here on this line? Cause I
come
wanna,
on,
I
it's
want,
1:44, Callie.
Yes,
you going to this
yes, because I want Cream to take the show out with a bang, honey. I want Cream to come up. I want Cream to come up here and say what she got to say.
Oh,
and after
God.
Cream finish saying what she got to say, I'm muting everybody, and I'm going to be the only bitch saying goodnight tonight.
Let's say goodnight. Well, girls, let's hang up now because they're going to be gagging us. They don't gag us and mute us, bitch. What the hell is that?
Come on, Cream. Let's go, Cream. Are you on the line, Cream? Cream, I want Cream to come on, honey. Cream, press one.
Why don't they love me?
Well, I can say whatever I got to say on the mic, so I'm not getting worried about it. So
shit, that's it.
And you know me, baby. I'm going to bring my megaphone.
Hold on. Hold on, well, we got Miss Ebony. Miss Ebony is taking a smoke break right now, but we're
coming on to gag.
Okay, Jennifer. I'm getting a little bit of defended over here, honey.
Oh, I'm not nervous.
Somebody's coming up here to seal it.
Miss Ebony is having a smoke break right now, but when Miss Ebony comes on a smoke break, we're going to go live to my special correspondent co-host that comes on from time to time, Cream, and she wants to gag the girls, and we're going to end the show, and we are back here on motherfucking Monday, and Miss Kool-Aid says she has the mic in her hand, so, bitch, she's going to say what she got to say on the mic.
Well, I got to go. You can just tell me, because I'm hanging out, because I ain't got time for nobody putting me on mute.
That's
some girl. That's funny.
Okay.
Oh, wait, hold on. Cream, you there? Cream?
Listen, don't mute the girls, because I have to hit it too, because you're going to mute the girls.
Cream, hello?
Hello,
y'all. Cream, you're not going to talk?
Mr. Devon, I'm glad you got home safe.
Oh, Cream says she's on the line, but she's not saying nothing. I don't know why.
Well, Devon, Johnny's, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, good night, girls.
Johnny's, I hope that, Devon, that y'all got, you know, y'all answers what can be done. Obviously nothing. You either hang in there or, you know, that's it. This is the way it has changed. They have nobody, boy pockets, just wigs, and they can just female pick a performance. And that's just
pretty good.
I'll
see the girls at the latex ball. How about that?
Okay. Okay. You heard what Mother Miss Kula said, but she said, honey, you got to make it. You got to storm him. You better storm him.
I love you, girl.
Hold on.
Hello, Kelly.
Free the nature, you're there.
Kelly?
Yes, you're there, darling.
Yes. What I wanted to say was just my sister Nikki. She had a Jamaican beef patty stuck in her throat, so she couldn't get her point across. So what she was saying before she got cut off is, she said that she watched the tape, Delvin Chop, Johnice, and Laomi for doing the same thing that they do now, and Johnice's performance has not changed like Christina's. So why were they a Chop then, and why do they get tens now? Answers.
Like I said, and I say it again,
the sands and I chopped the girls because they were just spinning and dipping.
But Janice's vocal has never changed like Christina's.
Hold on.
I feel the same way, but I'm going to assume that it was maybe a bad night.
I got you. Because this is the reason why I made you let you. So I got you. Obviously, if I made you let you, obviously I'm for this vision. Like I said, not saying everything. Naomi does not vogue the same. Okay? Number one. Naomi just don't spin and dip. Okay? Naomi tells a story with her head. Don't you see Janet Jackson and Beyonce doing that? Was she doing that back then? I don't think so. Then you got her doing things by hand. Then you got her doing things and dip that other girls are trying to copycat and still can't get it to this day. Who burns the dip? And when they come up to Miss Janie, she's always telling a story.
So if she's always telling a story, why would she chop in? And why is she getting through now? I'm just saying because she's never changed her performance. I've always watched her, and I've never seen her change her performance to this day. So I'm just trying to figure out why was she a chop then, and why is she tens now? That's just what I'm trying to figure out.
What category do you walk?
What category do I walk?
Yes.
That's not why I called in. I called in about Janice.
I'm
and that's not what I told you. I asked you about Janice. We're not talking about me.
And I can answer it because it will clear the air. What category do you want?
It doesn't matter what category I want.
It matters
because
I'm trying to tell you where I'm coming from with this. What category do you want? Do you want performance or finish?
No, I don't.
You don't see the visions that I see. It's just plain and simple. And my daughter's on the phone. My sister's on the phone. When it comes down to me, I take it to another level. So whatever vision I see, that's the vision I see. It might look like Janie is still doing the same thing, but in all honesty, she's not. If your girlfriend complains about her spinning and dipping. Janie, don't just spin and dip. Don't she duck walk now? Don't she hold that pose now? Don't she swing her head and goes off on the girls now? Don't she tap the girls on the shoulder? Doesn't she need to jump on tables? So you're just telling me that it's still the same? You're not making sense to help your girlfriend out. The topic was about her spinning and dipping. Not the topic of she's clapping her hands, doing patty cake, or doing grease lightning and all that. Learn performance. Learn the opening act and learn the closing. Learn the standard ovation and learn the boo.
Y'all better learn.
And on that opening and on that closing act, Javon, can you say goodnight to the girls?
Goodnight.
Night, Devon.
Nicki Minaj, can you say goodnight to the girls?
Night, girls.
Queen of Nature, can you say goodnight to the girls?
Why don't they love me?
Jennifer, can you say goodnight to the girls?
I want to give a shout out to my baby father who's at work right now doing this
straight up.
Doing the 11 to 7. I love you, baby.
Nicole, say goodnight to the girls.
Female, pick a performance.
Shasha, Shasha, are you still there? Oh, I guess Shasha is gone. But I'm the legendary overall East Coast mother of the House of Mizrahi, and I am the host of this motherfucking show, Miss Thang. And like I tell you every night, whatever we do, or whatever bathroom, or whatever alleyway, or whatever club you go to, or whatever park you pick somebody up in, please practice safe sex. The life you save could be your own. And if you don't practice safe sex, have no sex at all. That's the best way to go. And I'll see you all back here on Monday night for the recap of whatever bullshit or whatever scandal that happened this weekend. I love you all. Good night.